Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It's going to be quite a day today in Springfield, Missouri. We have a kids' day, so this ballpark is pretty well full to begin with. And this was an interesting little, I guess, in addition to kids' day, the timing is interesting. Adam Wainwright is the starting pitcher today for the Springfield Cardinals here on a major league rehab, of course. A guy who is just 5 wins short of 200 in the major leagues. So Adam Wainwright will be the starter. JT Ginn will oppose him for the Rockhounds in this ballgame. We expect Adam Wainwright, we think anyway, nothing official, probably just a couple of innings as he starts to make his way back to St. Louis. Nonetheless, really cool to see a guy who is certainly going to be on the Hall of Fame ballot, and a lot of us think he just might have a chance to get into Cooperstown. He is one of the terrific pitchers, one of the great pitchers of his generation, and one of the great pitchers in St. Louis Cardinals history. That covers some ground. So that's what the Rockhounds will deal with, at least to start this game. Last night, Springfield, well, the Cardinals, they flew, and they flew fast. The first 3 batters up resulted in a 3-0 lead as Pedro Páez hit his first home run of the year. In fact, Pedro Páez did not have a home run or an RBI going into last night's ballgame. He had a home run and 5 ribbies as Springfield defeated the Rockhounds 12-5. It was an interesting game because the Hounds really had 2 excellent opportunities, or good opportunities, early in the game. Once they were down 3-0, Jake Walkinshaw settled in, got the next 6 guys. In fact, the Hounds had 2nd and 3rd with 2 men out in the 2nd and again in the 3rd inning. But when Springfield starter Brandon Komar got out of those 2 jams without the Rockhounds scoring, the game stayed 3-0. In the 7th inning, or excuse me, in the 4th inning, a 7-run 4th inning for Springfield. They went crazy, sent 12 guys to the plate, and that was pretty much all she wrote. For the Hounds, they did score the game's last 5 runs. And mentioned this last night, and also in our old postgame release that we do, there were some really bright signs last night. Logan Davidson had more hits in last night's game than he had on the season coming in. Logan went 3-for-4 with a double in last night's game. Darryl Hernandez, who has largely struggled, had a pair of doubles, went 2-for-4 and got robbed of a base hit. So Darryl Hernandez and Logan Davidson both swinging the bats really well last night. And Charles Hall out of the bullpen, it's just been a mystery so far. A guy who was so good a year ago came in with a 16.2 ERA in 3 outings, and he had really kind of been roughed up. Well, Charles Hall finished the game for the Rockhounds 9 up and 9 down. So the Rockhounds did indeed fall in the ballgame. 12-5 was the final. But there were a couple of pretty good notes in there in terms of where we go from here. Take a look at the lineups. Take a look at this ball game. Lineup cards, I believe, have been exchanged. Cardinals about to take the diamond. We'll get you more and get you ready for baseball when the Budweiser pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Adam Wainwright's warm-up tosses, that is, in the bullpen, have now been completed. He has just gone into the Springfield dugout. Got a cool camera angle. They're following Adam pretty much wherever he goes here in the pregame warm-up. Really kind of cool just even to watch a guy with such presence, even just the warm-ups. Really kind of cool. By the way, they have they've got a Field of Dreams, is what they call it, the Little League Team of the Day kind of thing. It's not a full team. Let me count and see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So they got 7, I guess, 8 kids. There's got to be a ninth out there somewhere. Yes, the third baseman is wandering into foul territory. Well, that's okay. They're kids. It's a Little League team. But what occurred to me was the pitcher, a young man in a pale yellow T-shirt, is standing on the mound. And a couple of moments from now, he's going to be joined by a guy who could well end up in Cooperstown. I don't know. I wonder if the young man is a Little Leaguer. He's got some, certainly knows about baseball, at least a little. I kind of wonder, A, is he a Cardinal fan? If he is, then he knows Adam Wainwright really well, and he's about to meet him up close and personal. That's really kind of cool. Last night, the Texas League, the North, continues to really dominate things. There are some awfully good teams in the North Division. Arkansas, again, was a winner. They are 8-2. Was visiting with Andrew Buckbinder, the voice of the Springfield Cardinals. They just completed a series with Arkansas. Arkansas is the Seattle Mariners' AA affiliate, and as Andrew was saying, just shakes his head. Not sure where Seattle is coming up with all these pitching prospects, but they've got another tremendous pitching staff in Arkansas. They won again last night. They are 8-2 in the North. Tulsa and Wichita are both 6-4. They're 2 games back. They'd be leading the South Division. Northwest Arkansas was a big-time winner last night. They're 5-5. And Springfield, well, they are now 4-6 on the season. But they have faced both Wichita and Arkansas to start the season. Very tough ball clubs, to be sure. And they were a winner here last night. The good news in the South is that everybody's in it. Only 2 games separate all 5 teams early on, very early on. But remember, we're 10 games in. So what, about 14% or so into this first half? Amarillo and Frisco, both 5-5, lead the division. The Rockhounds and San Antonio are 4-6. Corpus Christi, 3-7, but only a couple of games back. Haven't looked at the way things have stacked up for a couple of days, so wanted to take care of that bit of business. Cardinals will take the diamond. Huge round of applause, of course. Haven't had a great chance to look. There are a good number of adults, I would think, probably more so than usual here. This is very definitely Cardinal country. And so with Adam Wainwright here, sure some extra adults. I'll share a cool moment with you when we get on the other side of the national anthem here. I mentioned the kiddo on the mound, the Little Leaguer. And Adam Wainwright spent a really cool moment with him, and he's going to hold Adam's glove during the national anthem. That is really cool. And we will take you downstairs now for the singing of the Star Spangled Banner. Be a pleasant afternoon in Springfield, and sometime this evening things are going to change big time. The weather really going to take a turn. Tomorrow is going to be a little dicey. These teams scheduled for 6:30, but when Adam Wainwright went out to the mound, and again, of course, Adam's not a little guy at all. And there was a little guy on the mound waiting for him, and he bent over at the waist at Adam, spent a few moments chatting with the kiddo, and as mentioned during the anthem, the kiddo held Adam Wainwright's glove. That sounds like a silly little thing. Think he might remember that a while? Oh, my goodness. We are getting set for game 2 of this 6-game series, and Adam Wainwright throws the first pitch of the game right after this from Budweiser.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And mostly sunshine. Well, let's go 50-50. 64 degrees is our temperature, and the wind is in effect again here in Springfield. It is breezy, blowing straight out to center field. Max Schumann will stand in to lead this game off, facing Adam Wainwright. Again, the expectation is a couple of innings for the Cardinals right-hander. Max at second base in this game will lead it off. Lawrence Butler is in the on-deck circle, the center fielder. From Springfield, Missouri, here's Adam Wainwright. Here's Max Schumann, and the first pitch of this game is down, away, and maybe to the dirt for ball one. Max, right-handed hitter, 222, a slow start for average on the season. Wainwright delivers, hits the outside corner, a called strike at the knees. One ball and one strike. Field is completely in shadows, although there is some sunshine about. Wainwright's pitch, line drive, shortstop, diving catch, moving to his right. Gamboa hauls it in. And Adam Wainwright, boy, Mr. Gamboa is going to remember today as well. Makes a diving catch on a line shot off the bat of Max Schumann, and Wainwright took a few steps off the pitcher's mound towards shortstop and gave him a bit of applause, applauding into the glove with the right hand. Brilliant catch by Gamboa, the shortstop. One up, one down for Lawrence Butler, as Max Schumann is robbed right off the bat, pun intended. Off-speed pitch from Wainwright runs high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Brett Harris on deck. He's the DH in this game. Brett Harris batting third behind Butler. Wainwright, big old hook for a called strike. That is a big league curveball from Adam Wainwright. Man, Lawrence frozen. Can't blame him. 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. Fastball. Strike at the knees inside corner. Boy, threw him a 72-mile-an-hour yacker. Comes back with 86, didn't throw real hard, but bent it in over the inside part of the plate. 1-2 count to the Rockhounds center fielder. Wainwright's pitch fouled straight back, 1-2. J.J. Schwarz is the catcher. He'll bat cleanup. J.J. behind the plate. Chase Calabuig batting fifth in left field. Chase in left, and Darryl Hernaez will bat sixth and play the sixth spot. Darryl Hernaez, the shortstop. 1-2 to Lawrence. Breaks down and in. Count squares up now at 2-2. Jeremy Ironman, the third baseman, batting seventh. Jeremy at third. Shane McGuire moves to first base, batting eighth. McGuire at first. Shane in the eighth spot. And Michael Goldberg will bat ninth and play the ninth spot. Goldberg in right field. Pitch by Wainwright, sails high and away. So Lawrence Butler now at 3-2 count. You can say this anytime, but he's facing a major leaguer and a remarkably good one. Are you almost automatically swinging here? 3-2 count, Wainwright's pitch. He is swinging, and he bounces it foul, does Lawrence, so the count will stay 3-2. Solid start for the young prospect, 275 with a home run, 6 driven in. Left-handed hitter facing the right-hander, Adam Wainwright, wearing 50 on that Cardinals jersey. They're wearing the classic home whites. Pitch to Butler, swung on, popped up. Shallow left field, not deep. Kaepernick coming in. And that is there to make the catch. So two down now for Brett Harris. Schumann, Butler, and Harris, the top third of the order. Schwarz, Calabuig, and Hernaez in the middle. Ironman, McGuire, and Goldberg will round it out. Facing a guy who is a 19-year major leaguer. He is 5 wins shy of doing what Clayton Kershaw accomplished last night, reaching 200 wins. Pitch way up and in to Brett Harris. Hello, how are you? Fastball at 90. 200 wins is, well, that's the modern-day milestone plateau. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Brett sings one, sends it foul, right field side out of play. And the count, a ball and a strike. I think the most impressive, well, there are a bunch among them. St. Louis Cardinals have a long tradition of great pitching. Here's Wainwright's delivery, and it just missed down and in. Crowd won't like that, 2-1. This guy is second all-time in strikeouts in St. Louis Cardinal history behind Bob Gibson. Breaking pitch and a beauty called strike outside corner. 2-2 the count. If you're on a list and the only name above you is Bob Gibson, you are in rarefied air. One of the absolute greats of all time. And this guy, one of the greats in Cardinal history. Covers a lot of ground. 2-2 pitch, and that's punch foul out of play, still 2-2. Brett Harris hitting just .226. He has walked 7 times, so he kept on base a bit. 4 or 5 guys on the ball club. The average is well below what you would expect, although, again, very early in a really small sample size, of course. Here's the pitch to Harris. Line drive left side, base hit. Well, hello, Brett Harrison. Boy, that was a line shot between third and short. 2-out single for Harris. Well, I know some of this sounds cliche, but believe me, it's an interesting perspective. I have always found when you see the big-time big leaguers on rehab and guys who are solid big leaguers, what it takes to get there and sustain it. And this guy is just shy of 2 decades. So for Brett Harris, that's a base hit he'll remember. Probably always. Breaking pitch called strike to J.J. Schwarz, 0-1. And J.J. getting picked on knee-high. Breaking pitch outside corner. Just got the outside edge. 1-on, 2-out, first inning. Wainwright's pitch. Fastball. That's drilled to left center field. That's a base hit. Well, that ball really smacked. Kopierniak will get there in a hurry. Well, I mean, J.J. teed off on that. Base hit to left, 2 men on. And the batter will be Chase Calabwig. Well, sunshine breaks through now. Chase, left-handed hitter, and he's one of those guys just mentioned, hitting just .133. Now, when you say that, he's 2-for-15. So we need to cool the jets a little bit. You don't want to start to, you know, press the old panic button, as the cliche goes, but it's certainly a lower average than you would expect, but we are very early in the year. Chase takes, called strike inside corner, 0-1. Chase playing in his 5th game. 2-for-15, as mentioned, both of his base hits are doubles. Did not play in last night's series opener. Pitch down to the dirt for ball 1, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 2-on with 2-out. Brett Harris and J.J. Schwarz with back-to-back line drive base hits to left field. 1-1 to Chase. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Wainwright comes set, hands at the belt, glances at second, comes to the plate, delivers up and away for a ball, 2 balls and a strike. Crowd grumbling at that, but that's because it's, well, it's Adam Wainwright on the mound. Pitch was well up and away. No, I forgot this about Adam. He's been with the Cardinals, of course, his entire big league career, but was actually drafted by Atlanta as a first rounder. Pitch by Wainwright, fouled straight back, 2-2 now to Chase. Came over a long time ago to the Cardinals, along with another pitcher, Jason Marquis, who had some good years, and a lefty named Ray King, in exchange for J.D. Drew and Eli Marrero. And he has been a Cardinal ever since. Has he ever. Pitch to Chase, a swing and a foul tip. Boy, got a tiny piece of it. Not half the crowd didn't realize that ball dribbled away. So no score, top of the first. 2-on, 2-out. And a 2-2 count to the Rockhounds left fielder. Wainwright set at the belt. Runners their leads. Looks at second. Delivers ground ball right side by Chase. And that's going to be handled at first base. Wainwright will cover the bag nicely. Chandler Redman moving to his right. The Cardinal first baseman made a good, good play. When Wainwright, well, you know what? Big leaguers do that. Cover the bag. And the inning will come to an end. Chase Calabwig narrowly missing. And I do mean narrowly. a base hit. And remember, Schumann was robbed of a hit to start the inning, so the Rockhounds swung the bats well against Wainwright. No runs, two hits, no errors, and a couple of men are left on base. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score first time around. The Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander J.T. Ginn, the Cardinals are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
J.T. Ginn to the mound for the Rockhounds in Game 2 of this series. And the top of the order he will face did some damage last night. They've been very good, in fact. Top of the order for the Cardinals. First three guys up scored last night. Pedro Pias with a three-run home run. And, boy, he was 3-0, three batters in. Archimedes Gamboa will lead it off. It's a heck of a first name when we get a moment. It really should be Archimedes, and that's the way you want to say it, but it's Archimedes Gamboa. And I struggled with it valiantly last night. He's the shortstop. He'll lead it off. Matt Kupierniak, the left fielder, batting second. Kupierniak in left. Pedro Páez had a huge night last night. Well, big anyway. A home run, five driven in. Páez will catch this afternoon and bat third. Pedro Páez. So here's Gamboa, switch hitter from the left side. Takes high and away from JT. Fastball at 91, a ball and no strikes. Jeremy Eierman cheating in at third base. If Gamboa wants to drop one down, takes a strike over the inside edge. Boy, good, strong 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Little cutting action running in on the left-handed hitter. 1-1 count set by JT. Delivery, strike on the outside edge. And boy, Gamboa clearly didn't like that. Little backdoor slider for a 1-2 count now. When JT gets that ball, he's ready to go. Pitch on the way. Ground ball sharply hit at first, but that will be handled with, again, JT will cover the bag. Shane McGuire to JT again. One man down, sharply hit baseball, one away. Middle third of the order, Chandler Redmond is the first baseman batting cleanup. Redmond at the first baseman. L.J. Jones, the fourth, had a home run last night. He's the DH batting fifth. Jones, the fourth. Jose Alvarez in right field will bat in the sixth spot. Alvarez is in right. Here's Matt Kupierniak, left-handed hitter. Again, Eierman cheating in at third. Pitch drops down low. Irving Lopez moves to second base, batting seventh. Lopez at second. Jacob Buschberger is the third baseman, batting eighth. Buschberger at third. 1-0 pitch. Sliced foul, left side, out of play, 1-1. And Mike Antico will round out the lineup. Antico in center field. 1-1 count to Matt Kupierniak. Left-handed hitter takes down and in for a ball, 2-1. So it's Gamboa, Kupierniak, and Páez. Redmond, Jones, and Alvarez. Lopez, Buschberger, and Antico. Missing JT, second start of this season for JT Ginn. Delivery, fastball just down low. Count goes 3-1. Gamboa and Kupierniak both hitting .333. Now remember, these are small at-bat numbers, really. And Páez at .323, so the top of the order has been really good. Pitch down and in, ball four. So the base on balls. That was something in his first start. JT, he walked three, struck out one. Tulsa gave him all sorts of trouble. Seven hits in three and a third, five runs. Four of them earned, so a 10.80 ERA. Talking with Bobby Crosby after that game, and defense behind him wasn't all that great. Hits and errors, of course, that can get to be a not dicey, but that's judgment involved. Pitch down and away for a ball 1-0. But plays that, frankly, Bobby thought his guys should have made and didn't, and that didn't help JT's cause. This is a very talented young pitcher, so I'll be watching him very carefully. Shadows again covering the ball. Park pitch drops to the dirt, and that'll bound away. And it'll be a wild pitch. Down to second goes Matt Kupierniak. I said wild pitch like I know it. I can't remember how they communicate here. We didn't have anything that we needed any clarification on last night. I will go with wild pitch on that, and we'll try to confirm it. But a runner in scoring position, and boy, as they did in last night's game, Cardinals threaten here in the first. Check swing. Paez, did he go? Did not. 2-0 to Pedro Paez. Was 3-for-3, plus a sacrifice fly last night. Two singles, a sac fly, and a three-run home run. That's a night at the ballpark. Pitch to Paez. We'll get the inside half of the plate called. Strike, and it's 2-1. Wild pitch confirmed, so a runner in scoring position. Chandler Redmond waiting on deck. Paez, the catcher in this game, he was the DH last night. Set by Ginn, looks at second, comes to the plate, delivers on the outside corner. Paez, I thought he had a walk. I believe the count is 2-2. It's interesting. He thought he had a walk. I might not have written down the... No, that's 3-2. Forgive me. I did not write down the pitch. It was a wild pitch. Beg your pardon. And now time called by Paez at home plate. Pedro, right-handed hitter. The wind has really picked up. It had backed off just a little at game time right at first pitch, but it is really blowing again out toward left field, and it's strong. 3-2. Down low, ball four. So a couple of walks for JT. Two on and one man down. Here's Chandler Redmond. He's the first baseman. Redmond hitting a solid .286, and he's been really productive, has three home runs but 10 driven in. He's been one of the top run producers in the league early on. Maryland native out of Middletown, Maryland, and went to Gardner-Webb University. Chandler, a 32nd rounder. Really defies the odds just by being here, and he's been productive. Did a good defensive play a few moments ago, too. Pitch in the dirt for a ball. JT looking at the landing area on the mound there. One ball, no strikes. So no score in the first, but the Cardinals threaten here. We played some really good defense. They did behind Adam Wainwright in that top of the first. Hounds hit the ball well. Check swing, pitch down and in. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So JT Ginn in a jam here in the first. And, of course, it a little amped up a little. If you're the Cardinals, you better be amped up a little if you... You got a pitch of the likes of Wainwright on the mound for you. Pitch down, low ball, three. Three balls and no strikes. JT, 6'2", 200 pounds. To Brandon, Mississippi. Stretch and the right-hander delivers, and that's down and in, and that's ball four. And he has walked the bases loaded. So the Rockhounds hit the ball hard multiple times, have nothing on the board. Springfield hadn't really hit the ball at all, and they've got the bases loaded, one out, and Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out for a visit. The rest of this series, and at least tomorrow, is in some jeopardy. The weather forecast says something about 85% chance of thundershowers. And while it was 80-plus yesterday at game time, and it should be into the 70s and maybe approach 80 this afternoon, probably after this game is through, here ends the good news as far as weather goes. The forecast for Saturday evening is wind chill in the 20s. Oh, my. So we shall see. But tomorrow, 6:35 is our scheduled start time. Now, L.J. Jones. Bases loaded, one man down. Pitch by Gann. Big swing and a foul tip. In and out of J.J.'s glove. No balls and a strike. Well, Jones homered last night. And L.J. is off to a terrific start. He's hitting .367 on the season. Bottom third of the Springfield order has struggled a bunch. With the top six in this game all hitting very, very well. A swing and another foul tip. Count is 0-2. Jones with a home run and eight driven in on the season. L.J., a native of San Diego. Cal State Long Beach, his alma mater, fifth rounder by the Cardinals in 2020. Outfielder by trade, designated hitter this afternoon. Bases full, one man down, JT's pitch, and that is punched just foul, wide of the bag at first. Well, that is a protective swing with an 0-2 count. He hit it hard. Went with it, did Jones. That's a pretty good piece of hitting. He narrowly missed extra bases. Right-handed hitter taps the dish again as he stands back in. Bases loaded on walks. 0-2 count. In comes set. Pitch on the way to Jones. Hit a swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove again. And just enough to redirect it a little bit, so still 0-2. Infield playing him to pull a little bit. Jeremy Ironman's shading the line pretty solidly at third. Rest of the infield pretty well straight away. Pitch to Jones, and a swing, and a miss, and he got him. It's a big strikeout for JT. Boy, this game will baffle you sometimes. Walked three consecutive batters to load the bases. And then threw five pitches to Jones. They were all strikes. Fouled off a couple of them, of course. And the batter now is Jose Alvarez. Right-handed hitter, right fielder. Eight for his first 22. That's a .364 average, but 22 ABs. Alvarez swings, chopper out toward first base. And there to make the play. Taking it to the bag himself for the out is Shane McGuire. So J.T. Ginn got into and out of a jam. We'll see how big that will be. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three men are left on base. So we have played one inning in game number two of our series here in Springfield, Missouri. Village Car Wash score of our game, Cardinals and Rockhounds, nothing, nothing.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Daryl Hernandez will lead it off for the Hounds. Jeremy Ironman and Shane McGuire to follow against Adam Wainwright. So he will go into the second. No activity back behind him in the bullpen at this point in time. So here's Daryl. Had a really good ball game last night. Couple of doubles. He takes a strike over the inside edge. Aggressive pitch on the inside part. Two doubles. He got robbed of a base hit by Gamboa, the shortstop. Backup pitch from Wainwright just missed up and in, one ball, one strike. Darryl at 240 now on the season with last night's very good outing. Swings and lines, one up the middle and just over the glove of the second baseman, Lopez. Boy, Irving Lopez almost made a little web jam right there. The Rockhounds have hit the ball really hard in this ballgame. That single to center field is the third hit. Chase Kalibwig sent one sharply toward the right side that first baseman Chandler Redmond made a good play on, and Schumann Max got flat robbed to start the game on a low line drive off his bat by Gamboa, the shortstop. Now Jeremy Ironman. Breaking pitch and a beauty, called strike. Boy, throws that big league curveball, man. Jeremy, the third baseman, I beg your pardon. Hitting just 103, 3 for 29, but one of those three hits was a home run. Legged out an infield single in last night's game, did Jeremy Ironman. Went 1 for 4. Homecoming for him, former Missouri State star. Missouri State Bears. Pitch outside corner, called strike two. And Wainwright throwing 90-91 with a fastball, mix of breaking pitches. And, of course, he's here with a purpose. That is to test things out. Probably has a pretty good agenda with what he wants to accomplish in two innings. Backup pitch, boy, just missed. We said clearly the Cardinals, of course, pumped up. We've seen some really good defense. You know they're right on their toes. But the home plate umpire, Kellen Martin, sure you feel a little extra adrenaline as well. Pitch is swung on him. Nub foul got in on the hands. Jeremy fouls it away. One ball, two strikes. Mentioned visiting with Andrew Buckbinder, the voice of the Cardinals. Springfield, that is. He'll get to the next level or two. He's such a good guy. Pitch up and in for a ball. Count is 2-2. And we were just talking Adam Wainwright and Hall of Fame possibilities, et cetera. And Andrew came up with something that is really interesting and how good this guy is. He's only a three-time All-Star. Pitch swung on, bounded to third. That might be two. Bushberger to second for one. The relay is not in time. Jeremy beat it. Crowd won't care for that, but ball was hit on a little bit of a high hop to third, so Bushberger did all he could, and the pivot by Lopez, good strong throw, just not quite in time. So Jeremy on, one out with a man on it. First here, Shane McGuire. Shane had a good night in last night's game as well. Had a pair of doubles and an RBI. Adam Wainwright is one of just 37 pitchers ever in Major League Baseball. Only 37 have done this, pitched down and in. That is a lot of numbers, but I think you'll get the point. He has 195 or more wins, 2,100 or more strikeouts, 375 or more starts, 2,500 or more innings, and a 3.4 ERA or lower. Pitch a called strike, it's 1-1. So he's approaching 200 wins. That is certainly a milestone, a plateau. The other numbers, in other words, he has pitched a long time with terrific numbers, that 3.4 ERA. Bouncer foul, 1-2. Well, only 37 guys have done that, and 25 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Now, in addition to Adam, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and Clayton Kershaw. That's pretty good company. They are all active, and they have done that. So, boy, Hall of Fame credentials, my goodness, yes. Pitch outside and high for a ball, 2-2. Adam, of course, he and Yadier Molina, the most prolific battery in Major League history. Started more games together as pitcher and catcher than any other tandem. Tremendous stuff. Runner goes. Pitch taken down and away. Throw going to be high. One of those running Rockhounds, Jeremy Ironman, steals his first of the year. So, check the count here to McGuire.
believe we have a 3-2 count. I was watching the runner. Forgive me. Can't do two things at once apparently today. So it's 3-2 to Shane McGuire. Jeremy Ironman with the stolen base. A number on the hounds here in a moment. Pitch swung on and looped foul. Third base side really jammed in. McGuire fought it off and fouled it off, did Shane. And while Bushberger retrieves, the Rockhounds are 18 for 18 as a team on the base paths. Cooper Bowman, in fact, leads the league in steals with 7. The Rockhounds now have 18 steals and 18 attempts. First for Jeremy. And a swing and a miss. Shane McGuire chased the 85-mile-an-hour pitch. Maybe a bit up and away. Two men down. And the batter is Michael Goldberg. Michael, 320 on the season. Larger rosters, of course. So guys who play, well, nobody plays every day. There are some guys who will play almost. And for some, and Michael is one, Chase Calabuig another. Not going to get as much playing time as you would like. Backup pitch called strike 0-1. Of course, you want to be in the lineup every day if you can. And with a 28-man roster, almost impossible. Michael with a home run and 7 driven in. The home run was a grand slam. Swings and a high fly ball in left center field. That's well struck. On the move is Antico. Still going back, and that ball has got a chance. And he's gone! Michael Goldberg off Adam Wainwright. 2-run home run left center field onto the grass berm. Michael Goldberg, hello, how are you? Wind is pushing. It really is, but that ball was well hit, and the Rockhounds lead it 2-0. Touch that dish, young man. Well, he will remember that a long, long time. Michael Goldberg brings home Jeremy Ironman. Rockhounds have their fourth hit of this game, the first time through the order. And Michael Goldberg's second home run of the season. Now Max Schumann takes down and in for a ball. How about this for 2 home runs in the month of April? And April has treated Michael Goldberg really well last year and this season. Pitch to Max. High strike inside edge, 1-1. Michael Goldberg has 2 home runs in 2023. The first was a grand slam. The second comes off Adam Wainwright. Pretty good stuff. Ground ball, boy, sharply hit, backpedaling to make the play as Lopez at second. Well, that's an out, but Max has just scorched it both times up. Rockhounds with some really good swings of the bat against Adam Wainwright. And with Michael Goldberg's home run, Hounds finally have something to show for it. So we're in the middle of the second inning, and the Rockhounds have taken their first lead of this series. Village Car Wash score after 1.5. The Rockhounds 2, the Cardinals nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4 wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
JT Ginn got out of a big-time jam in the bottom half of the first. And the Rockhounds have now turned that into a 2-0 lead on Michael Goldberg's 2-run home run. The Cardinal bullpen, the Springfield Cardinal bullpen, stayed in the dugout the first 2 innings. They have now made their way down to the bullpen, which is cordoned off down the right field side. Nobody yet warming. And we expected 2 innings for Adam Wainwright. He has thrown 2. See if he goes to a third. Of course, relievers don't take very long to warm, if indeed it will be bullpen by committee after Wainwright. So here's Irving Lopez, bottom third of the order. Left-handed hitting second baseman facing J.T. Ginn. Ironman cheating in at third base almost to the edge of the grass, and a strike right down the middle at 89 miles an hour from J.T. Irving Lopez 4 for 21, so he's hitting just a tinch under 200 at 190 with a home run and a couple driven in. Lopez waits, pitch by Ginn, ground ball left side, got a chance, going to be a sliding stop by shortstop Hernandez, gets up throwing but has no chance to get him. Really good play by Darrell, but no chance to get him. Infield base hit for Lopez. So a leadoff single for the Cardinals here in the second, and that'll bring up Jacob Buchsberger, right-handed hitting third baseman. Did not play in last night's ball game. Buchsberger 3 for 26 to start the season. 115 the batting average. Of course, early season, hot and cold is amplified so much just because the averages bounce around. Pitch to the right-handed hitter is down low for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. Buchsberger out of Davenport University in Michigan. He's from Muskegon. Boy, they do come from everywhere, don't they? I don't remember ever a Davenport University player. Called strike, boy, just got there knee high. One ball and one strike. One on and nobody down. Mike Antico, the center fielder, waiting on deck. JT comes set. Ginn with a pitch, ground ball sharply hit, but actually not all that sharply, right to the third base coaching box on a couple of bounces. One ball, two strikes. Swung hard, but didn't hit it real hard. A little tapper toward the box on the third base side. JT Ginn, of course, one of those coming over via trade. The Chris Bassett trade brought JT to the A's from the New York Mets. JT, a Mississippi native, attended Mississippi State. Mets drafted him in the second round of 2020. Pitch by the right-hander, down and away for a ball. The count goes 2-1, two balls, one strike. And a year ago, made 10 appearances with the Rockhounds, only 12 on the season, slowed by injury. She had to drive him crazy. Pitch, boy, just outside low, 3-2. Pitched really well in the Arizona Fall League, and I think that was probably, well, obviously good news, but just after a frustrating season, and of course he was drafted in 2020, so didn't have a chance to pitch that season. Runner goes, pitch is swung on, bounce right side, that'll turn into a hit and run base hit, pushing runners to the corners. Max Schumann was shading the runner who was on the move on the 3-2, and Buchsberger just pushed that through opposite way. Sent the fastball right side, nobody there to get to that. So in his first and third, Lopez running, he came to third base easily. So for the second straight inning, JT in a jam. It's first and third and nobody out, and Mike Antico is the batter. Antico hitting .216. This guy can flat fly. Left-handed hitter. Runners at the corners. Ginn's pitch. Right down the middle. Fastball at 88. Didn't have much movement on it, but called strike at the knees at 88 miles an hour. Mike Antico, no home runs. Five driven in. Set by Ginn, 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped foul left side. Given a long look is Jeremy Ironman over the shoulder. Dives and can't make the catch. Terrific effort by Jeremy down the third base line. Wind pushing out a little bit too. Chase Calabuig was running in from left field. Dale Hermes, the shortstop, chased after it as well. Jeremy made a diving effort and the ball just maybe glanced off his glove. So 0-2 to Antico. Runners there leads. Ginn comes set. 0-2 stretch and pitch. Inside, oh, it hit him. JT will talk to himself for a week. Hit him just trying to come inside and way too far inside. The hit batsman loads him up. So for the second straight inning, JT Ginn has the bases loaded, and this time nobody out. And now the top of the order that was so productive last night for Springfield. Top three guys in the order last night scored six. Delivery, strike, outside edge to Archimedes Gamboa, 0-1. He bounced out, first base to pitcher his first time. Top third of the order scored six, drove in seven, including a home run. And last night's Springfield win. Pitch from Ginn, hard hit ball, and that's going to be handled. Backhanded by shortstop Hernandez to second for one. That's all they'll get. It's a 2-1 game. Force out, and Tico at second base, 6-4, and a good play by shortstop Darryl Hernandez, but that will be an RBI fielder's choice for Gamboa. And he scooted down the line. No chance there for the double play. Lopez, who led the game off with a base hit, comes in to score. Advancing to third is Bushberger, so runners at the corners, one man down. Matt Kopruniak is the batter. They really play him to pull. Left-handed hitter takes down the middle of the knees for a strike. It's 0-1. Jeremy Ironman about a step behind. The bag is all at third. He's pretty well in standard position. The shortstop Renee's shaving up the middle. Second baseman Schumann toward the hole. Runner at first base goes. Pitch is swung on and sent. Ironman makes a backhanded play. Comes to the plate for the out. Jeremy Ironman slap a little leather with a nice backhanded pick at third base. Runner broke for the plate, and out at home is Bushberger. 5-2 put out there. Really good play by Jeremy Ironman. So two down in the inning. First and second, the runners. And now here's Pedro Páez, who homered last night. Well, that ball was sharply hit by Kopruniak the opposite way, and Ironman made a quick and really nice pick. First and second now with two men down. Pitch to Páez down and away for a ball. Pedro walked his first time up. So a 2-1 Rockhounds lead. When JT has just been in hot water this entire game. Páez waits. Swings. Sends one in the gap to left center field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Páez is having a monster series. Going to send both runners. Relay throw. Coming to the plate. Got a chance on a hop. Nope, he beat it. And the Cardinals take the lead. Páez with his sixth and seventh runs batted in of this, well, I say series. That's in 10 innings for the Cardinals. Just absolutely drilled it. And, of course, with two men out, runners could go. And go they did. Close play at the plate on Kopruniak, but he gets in. Double to left center field. Páez just having a monster series. And now here's Chandler Redmond. Swing and a foul away, and the count is 0-1. Chandler Redmond walked on four pitches his first time, so the Cardinals have the lead, 3-2. Runner in scoring position. Is Pedro Páez. He dances off the bag. Pitch up and away for a ball. Man, he's feeling it. Páez is having a day. He will remember he's catching for Adam Wainwright. And he has just put his team on top with a two-run double, continuing his monster start. Pitch down and in, a check swing strike with all tied up on a slider down and in. One ball and two strikes to Redmond. Left-handed hitter at the plate. Boy, JT just looking for the exit sign. It's been a long afternoon already. Stretch and pitch. Redmond, big swing and a miss. Comes back with a strikeout, does JT. But the Cardinals have taken the lead in this game. So So back and forth, each team getting on the board in the second inning. And after two complete, we'll see. Yep, Wainwright going to come back to the mound. So get a chance still to look at the tremendous major leaguer with Cardinals. And after two complete, Village Car Wash score now reads Springfield 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, and Lawrence Butler will lead it off for the Rockhounds against Adam Wainwright. Goes to the mound for his third inning. There is stirring in the bullpen, and now, yep, somebody throwing, so this will be it for Adam. Delivers down and away. Lawrence Butler for ball one. But man, what a just a cool thing to be able to watch this guy. Again, huge bunch. And it's Kids Day. Here's the 1-0. Settles into the knees, called strike, breaking pitch. He's throwing a lot of breaking stuff in this game. I don't know how many of his kids really know who they're watching here, but they're having a great time. That's job one. Swing, fly ball, left field. Well struck. Is it hit well enough? Up over the shoulder on the track against the wall. Kaperniak will haul it in. Well, that ball carried. That wind is coming from behind us, so I can't feel it here in the window of the press box, but that wind is blowing out to left field, and it is strong. Boy, that ball really carried, so Butler flies out to the wall in left field. Here's Brett Harris. Lined a single to left his first time. Hard-hit baseballs today for the Hounds. They've had good swings against the Cardinal right-hander. Called strike to Brett on the outside corner, 0-1. Tight wind and the delivery swung on, foul back, quick 0-2 count now to Brett Harris. By the way, this guy, 19 years with the Cardinals. You know how many people have been with the Cardinals longer than that? Two. Yadier Molina and Stan Musial. Chopper foul stays 0-2 to Brett. Now, among the younger, if you don't know who Stan Musial was, maybe the all-time Cardinal, that'd cover a lot of ground, but might be one of the great hitters of all time. And, of course, Yadier Molina, shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. Pitch, boy, just high. And Brett has a very good eye at the plate. Pitch, the fastball just ran high. And I'll give you a sartorial note on Adam here in a moment. The wind, red glove, by the way. Backup pitch and a beauty. Got him, boy. Brett thought that was inside. He might have a case, but you know what? That's that big league breaking pitch, and he is out on strikes. Adam Wainwright is wearing the stirrups so that the classic red stirrups with the three white rings completely visible. Only see one, two, I think three Cardinals are doing that. Center fielder Antioch and second baseman Lopez. There's a called strike to J.J. Schwarz. J.J. lined a single his first time up. So the classic look from Adam Wainwright, the tight wide, pitch on the way, just off the inside edge. Count one ball and one strike. J.J. playing in just his fourth game of the year. He's now 2-for-12. Takes, that'll settle him over the heart of the plate. Breaking pitch that wound up, went right down the middle, just froze him. So top of the third, 3-2 Springfield. Pitch to J.J. runs down and away for a ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Maybe that number. He had a lot of stats, I know, but just rarefied air, one of only 37 pitchers to accomplish an amazing stat line. And a swing and a miss. J.J. Schwarz is out on strikes, and this time a 1-2-3 inning. And, boy, Adam Wainwright. Rock Counts, by the way, swung the bat well against him, and a lot of folks standing here, they know that's it for him. Yep, they are standing and applauding, and, boy, that's a neat moment. That is a really, really neat moment. And it's Cardinal country. So Adam Wainwright, that is, will go three innings in this ballgame. We go to the bottom half of the third with our Village Car Wash score. Springfield 3, the Rock Hounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And from Hilliard Office Solutions, let me give you that number on Adam Wainwright. We just had the pleasure of watching him for three innings here. I won't make you do any math or any guesswork today. You've got enough going on in your 9-to-5. And again, these are a lot of numbers, but when you talk about the number of guys who have done this, and it speaks of longevity and excellence. As we go to the bottom half of the third, and JT again back to work. LJ Jones, the fourth, stands in, takes ball one. Jones, then Alvarez and Lopez, 5, 6, and 7 in the order. JT with a 1-0. Check swing, did he go? Nope, did not. Held up. Ball two, two balls, no strikes. Jones, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Swings and bounces. This one fouled. It's two balls and one strike. For Adam Wainwright in this game, three innings, four base hits, two runs on the Michael Goldberg two-run homer. No walks and three strikeouts. 2-1 pitch. Bounced foul, 2-2. After this AB, I give you the numbers that 37 pitchers ever have reached, including four active other than Adam, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and Clayton Kershaw. Now, if that's the group you're talking about, the numbers are probably going to be pretty impressive. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, and he got him. Boy, excellent sink on that pitch, 88 miles an hour, and just got to the plate and vaporized. Strikeout number three for JT, two of them at Jones's expense. Those pitchers, 37 of them, with 195 or more wins. Adam has exactly 195, so this stat was kind of built around what he has done. And Clayton Kershaw, who got number 200 last night. Jose Alvarez takes a backup pitch for a strike. So 195 or more wins, 2,100 or more strikeouts. So big numbers, a swing and a bouncer foul count is 0-2. 375 or more starts, 2,500 or more innings pitched. So that speaks obviously to longevity, and a 3.40 ERA or lower. Pitch up and in, ball one, 1-2. So while, yeah, the stat is kind of designed around Adam Wainwright specifically, but when only 37 guys have ever done that, 25 of them are in the Hall of Fame. Pitch bounces to the plate. Count goes 2-2. Four are still active, which means how did the other eight not get in the Hall of Fame? I don't know. Andrew didn't have the list specifically. I'd be fascinated to know who the eight are who have done all that and not found their way to Cooperstown. 2-2 pitch. Sent foul, jammed him a little bit. Well, Karam's off the home dugout on the first base side and out into shallow right field. Springfield 3, Rockhounds 2, ball game in the bottom half of the third inning, second of a six-game series between these clubs. Adam Wainwright sneaking up on 200 wins. One would think that's a lock. The pitch down low for a ball. I guess it's assumed this will be his last year, but he has been so resilient. Needs five wins to reach 200. Pitch, boy, up and away, ball four. JT just missed, so that's four walks against three strikeouts. And had three walks in the first inning consecutively, and that loaded the bases, obviously. So it's one on, one out, and here's Irving Lopez. He started the three-run second inning for the Cardinals with a base hit. Single, later scored. Of course, 300 wins used to be kind of the Hall of Fame you're in number, but boy, nobody's going to come close to that. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0. When we're on the road, I'm doing my post-game work at the hotel room, usually have ESPN on. I don't do that a lot during the home part of the season, but on the road a little different. There's a swing and a miss, and one of my favorite broadcasters right now on planet Earth, I think he's brilliant, is Scott Van Pelt. And he was talking last night, really interesting. In fact, he distracted me from doing my work, whether or not 200 wins is now what 300 used to be. Pitch inside for a ball, 2-1. Adam Wainwright, win-loss career record 195 and 117. That is really good. And after Adam, nobody's close. Runner goes, swing and a bouncer foul as Lopez was jammed on the delivery. So Alvarez was running. Lopez fouls it off. Back to first base goes Alvarez. One on, one out. Bottom of the third, Cardinals 3, Hounds 2. The only guy, well, listed as active, but I don't think he is anymore. Might be hanging around somewhere. Cole Hamels has 163. Pitch hard hit toward the right side, long run, and a nice play by Schumann. Throws to first for the out. Max Schumann ranging way to his left in the hole. Made the play. Got the ball maybe lodged in the glove a little bit, just trying to get it out to flip it to first base, and does. Advancing to second is Alvarez, but a terrific play by Max. Well, he had to go a long way to his left. And that's one of those where the new rules where you have to have both feet on the dirt. You can't cheat out onto the outfield grass. I really don't like that part of the rule at all. I don't like the no-shift rule, but that's just me. Called strike outside corner. It's 0-1 to Jacob Buschberger. But it is interesting that you have to have both feet on the dirt if you're an infielder, unless, of course, it's the infield grass, not the outfield grass. You can't be there. Swing and a miss and a quick 0-2 count. And especially if you're a strong-armed second baseman, that really takes away an advantage you have, being able to play on the grass, make the throw a little longer, but you've got the good arm or the good range, whatever it might be, and you can make up that ground. And to make the play Max just did, having to start from the dirt, made it all the more challenging. Chopper toward third in between hop. Handled by Ironman. Sets up, throws. Boy, good, strong, long throw. He is a really good defender. The inning is over on a couple of very good plays, particularly by Schumann at second. But, boy, Ironman's throws are a joy to watch. No runs or hits. Another base on balls, but a man left on base. Cardinals have stranded five runners through the first three. Well, Cardinals will go to the bullpen, and we will go to the top half of the fourth. Get you some numbers on this game in just a moment. Through three complete from Springfield, Missouri, Village Car Wash score of our game, Cardinals 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
We have a good one all sorts of levels here in Springfield. Rockhounds got out on top, a two-run home run by Michael Goldberg. The Cardinals answered with a three-run bottom half of the second inning, and 3-2 is our score here at Hammonds Field. Line score in this ball game through the first three, Rockhounds 2 runs on 4 hits. Springfield 3 runs on 3 hits. The game has been errorless. Rockhounds have left 2 men on base. Cardinals have stranded 5. Had the bases loaded in the first inning with 1 man out, but J.T. Ginn got out of it. They loaded the bases with nobody out in the second and eventually scored 3 times. Pedro Páez continues to be the man of the series. Chase Calabuig stands in. Jose Martinez is the man out of the bullpen. And he delivers a strike at 91. Chase bounced out on a really good play by Chandler Redmond, the first baseman, in the first inning. Fouls this one away. It's 0-2. And that saved a run. The Rockhounds had back-to-back two-out singles by Brett Harris and J.J. Schwarz. Chase sent one toward right field, but Redmond moved to his right really well. Wainwright covered the bag for the out and a run-saving out at that. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-2. In last night's game, Pedro Páez went 3-for-3 plus a sac fly, 2 singles, a home run, and 5 runs batted in. Bouncer toward first, foul ball wide of the coaching box. Count stays 1-2 to Chase. Well, Páez has a 2-run double in this game, so he is now 4-for-4. Plus a sac fly and seven runs driven in. And that basically in 10 innings of baseball. Cardinals did not bat in the ninth last night. Calabuig swings, ground ball again. Same spot, wide of the first base bag. 1-2, Daryl Hernandez and Jeremy Ironman to follow in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. Springfield a winner last night, 12-5. They scored the first 12 of the ball game. Here's the 1-2. Ground ball up middle. Got a chance. Base hit. Chase Calabuig, good at bat. Got down 0-2. Fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches and singles up the middle. One on, nobody down. Batter is Daryl Hernandez. He singled his first time, so Daryl having a strong start to the series. 3-for-5, couple of doubles. This ballpark, not quite capacity, but almost on a kid's day of all things. And Adam Wainwright shows up, pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. So I would imagine, as mentioned, probably a few extra adult Cardinal fans. A chance to see one of the greats. Ground ball right side. That'll be handled as shortstop nicely by Gamboa. The throw to second for 1 out. Boy, that was a terrific play by Gamboa. Ball was hit really between third and short. Wischberger, the third baseman, dove, couldn't get there. And Gamboa had to range to his right. That was a long throw to get Chase Calaway at second base just in time. Hernandez runs really well. No chance for a double play, but it's one man out and one man on. Jeremy Ironman will be the batter. Jeremy, a fielder's choice and a run scored. He stole a base as well. His first time up, so 0 for 1 with a bit of thievery and a run scored. Throw to first base, chases Hernandez back. Darryl has four stolen bases. And the Hounds have been interesting in when they have run. Wasn't much opportunity situationally in much of the Tulsa series. Where he goes, pitch taken, down and away. There's the throw. That's got a chance. They get him. Yep, he's out. Strong low throw by Paez and an even better pick and tag by Lopez. And for the first time in 2023, a Rockhound has been caught stealing. And Darryl Hernandez is out. That's 2-4, and that was, boy, a strong throw on a hop. Actually, two short hops and a quick catch and tag by the second baseman, Lopez. Boy, good hands. One ball, no strikes to Ironman. Bases empty. A swing and a miss. Jeremy comes up empty. 1-1. So the base hit wiped away on the caught stealing. Rockhounds are now 17 out of 18. Martinez, fastball bounced up the first baseline, but that will dribble foul before Redmond can get there. One ball and two strikes. Just to finish the thought, our Hilliard Office Solutions, not going to make you work on any trivia from Hilliard today. Again, hey, it's the work day. We'll let you concentrate on that. But with the remarkable career of Adam Wainwright, you talk about 200 wins. And again, as Scott Van Pelt was saying last night on ESPN, maybe that's the new 300, if you will, pitch down low, 2-2. Cole Hamels, who has not pitched in the bigs since 2020, I believe, has 163. Nobody else has 150 among the active pitchers other than Wainwright. Pitch inside for a ball. And the four guys who now have 200 or more, Clayton Kershaw getting to that milestone last night. Swing, a little looper out towards shortstop. Gamboa, boy, this is a little swinging bunt. That is going to drop for a base hit. Just a little floater. Thing looks like a wiffle ball. Got in on the hands, I'm guessing. We'll see if we get another look, but Jeremy's got an infield base hit. He beat one out last night. And this one was in on the hands and just a little tiny soft, if soft line drive makes any sense. And the ball dropped on the infield grass. Gamboa was charging to get there, but had no chance. So base hit for Jeremy Ironman. Now here's Shane McGuire, struck out his first time, playing first base in this game. As Shane thinks, ooh, swinging a bouncer foul right at the plate. Clayton Kershaw joining Justin Verlander and Zach Greinke and Max Scherzer among the four active pitchers with 200 wins. And again, Adam Wainwright, 195, and starts his path back to St. Louis with this appearance here. Pitch up and in. I think that is a check swing foul ball. Let's see. That was interesting. I think it is 0-2. Time is called here. They haven't put a pitch on the scoreboard, but I couldn't tell what the umpire indicated there. Now the scoreboard says 1-1. I'll go with that. Time may have been called. Pitch down and in at the shoe tops. Paez couldn't find it, but Jeremy Ironman had no chance to see where that ball was, so does not try to move up. 2-1 to count to Shane McGuire. Believes you, I've got 1-2. Scoreboard has 2-1. Well, I don't feel real comfortable with going with that. I think I'm going to go 1-2. I think that's the correct count. Toss over to first base instead. So you and I are going to defy. Now they've switched it on the TV as well. At least the video screen. Here it is. One ball, two strikes. I think that second pitch was a little check swing foul ball. Runner goes. Pitch is swung on. Bouncer out toward the shortstop. Gamboa. He'll make the play on the infield grass. Throws to first. McGuire out. And the inning will come to an end. So the Rockhounds get a couple of base hits. But nothing with it. A caught stealing for the first time on the season as well. We're bound for the bottom half of the fourth inning.
in Springfield, Missouri. This is Hammonds Field in our Village Car Wash score through 3.5. Cardinals 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Mike Antico leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. 3-2 Springfield on top. Antico swings. Bouncer right back to the mound on a strong hop. JT will make the play and come almost all the way to first base for the out. One pitch, one swing, and an assist for JT. 1-3 goes to put out. Top of the order now, and here is Arquiamis Gamboa. Gamboa 0-for-2 in this game, but he has an RBI fielder's choice and a run scored. Switch hitter from the left side takes high from JT for ball one. Activity in the Hounds bullpen has begun. Three innings for JT, twice through the order now, 3 1/3. He's thrown a good amount of pitches, gone deep in some counts and walked a few batters. Comes just inside. 2 balls, no strikes to Gamboa. Gamboa was 3-for-4 last night, scored 2. Drove in 2. He also had a walk, so on base 4 out of 5. Boy, top of the order was just tremendous. Takes down and in ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Matt Kaperniak is on deck. This is the top of the Springfield order. And then Pedro Páez. I had to look at my notes. He is not related to Andy Páez of Tulsa, the Dodger prospect. Called strike to Gamboa, taking all the way on 3-0. But if your last name is Páez, boy, last week and this week to start, my goodness, you are just being mean to the Hounds, a swing and a foul out of play, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andy Páez, if you remember, before going 0-for on Sunday, was just crazy good in 5 games in this series, had 10 RBIs. Páez has 7 in less than 2 games, a swing and a not so foul, had a little Ichiro thing going there, almost like he was lunging out of the box at the pitch was Gamboa. 3-2, second time. Matt Kaperniak, as mentioned, waiting on deck. So Páez the batter. Excuse me, Gamboa the batter, but Páez having a tremendous start to the series. Swinging a tapper foul right at the plate. So 3-2. Do it for a third time. Archimedes Gamboa. It looks like Archimedes. You'd think that's how you would pronounce it, but he doesn't, and it's up to him, of course. Archimedes is a lot easier to say, though. Pitch down to the dirt ball. 4 Cokes is a walk. So for JT, man, that's 5 walks against 3 strikeouts. And in his first 2 outings of the season, 8 walks against 4 strikeouts. So that's about 180 away from where you want it as a minimum. You want that 2-to-1 ratio to at least, but it's the other way around.
One on, one out. Matt Kupurniak, the batter, he's walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored a run. Left-handed hitter, he's the left fielder. And takes down and in for a ball. Ball and no strikes. Mentioned last night, the Cardinals really rough on first three Rockhounds pitchers. Delivery to the outside corner at the knees, one and one. The exception, and it's a happy one, was Charles Hall, who looked like, well, looked like Charles Hall. He faced nine batters, retired nine batters over the last three. JT's pitch, down and away to the dirt, but JJ got enough of that, did Mr. Schwarz, to keep the runner from moving up. So a 2-1 count to Kupurniak. By the way, one other game being played today, Tulsa hosting Wichita. Drillers have just put two more runs on the board. They lead Wichita 4-0. It's a good matchup at One Oak Field in Tulsa. And Arkansas playing Frisco right now. It's a good series. Swing of the bouncer right at first base. Handled there for the out by Shane McGuire. And he will just run up and tag the runner. The inning is over on a 3 unassisted double play. Ball was hit to Shane basically right at the bag. Gamboa took off, tried to induce a rundown. The chain just kept coming at him and tagged him much closer to second base than he did to first. So a 3 unassisted double play. No runs, hits, or errors. And thanks to Mr. McGuire, nobody left on base. Well, we have played 4. And we've got a good ball game going here this afternoon. A whole big bunch of kids on hand. And our Village Car Wash score through 4 complete. The Cardinals 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Top of the fifth here at Hammonds Field, and what they do at so many ballparks across minor league baseball, and ours is very much included at Momentum Bank Ballpark, but honoring those who have served. Umpires and players and coaches also take a moment to join in the round of applause each time. It's really always a nice moment here at games at Hammonds Field. I forgot to look it up last night. I know that I have not been here since 2019. I didn't travel in 2021, the season after the pandemic, but Rockhounds haven't been here in a long time. This does not seem fair. This is it's an interesting town. It is in many ways kind of classic middle America, if you will. I mean that very, very nicely. It's kind of got a little Norman Rockwell to it. Sorry for the old guy reference. And here's Michael Goldberg, stands in and takes high for ball one. Love coming here, really do. Well, Michael Goldberg has already had a terrific afternoon. Swings and sends one foul out of play. Has a 2-run home run against Adam Wainwright. Gave the Hounds a 2-0 lead. Cardinals came right back in the bottom of the second with 3. Martinez pitch, loops one, foul territory on the move, reaching up over the shoulder, hauling it in is Bushberger, the third baseman. Good play near the third base dugout. So Michael, that makes perfect sense, fouls out against the minor leaguer, hits a 2-run home run against the maybe future, perhaps Hall of Famer. Now Max Schumann, boy, he's 0-for-2, but he's just smoked the thing twice. Well, sometimes baseball just is a cruel game. He's been robbed once and just hit the ball right at the second baseman, Lopez, his last time. Max takes outside for a ball, so he's down around the 200 mark. 0 for 2 in this game. Martinez delivery. Oh, that's foul ball. That's right next to us. I don't know if you can hear that thud. This is just a little aside since you and I have been traveling this road for a long time. The opening in the window in this booth is the smallest, boy, maybe that I've ever seen. Pitch down low for a ball, two balls and one strike. I measured it one year. I really need to get out more. But it's about 36 inches wide, and I don't know, it might be, in terms of the opening, the window, the actual open air, maybe 18 inches tall. It's not much at all. Pitch misses here, 3-1. So to get a baseball in here is, you would think, almost impossible. The pitch just outside, ball 4. Well, base on balls for Max Schumann, so the game is afoot. See if the burglar might be running here. Right-hander on the mound. Lawrence Butler to the plate. Lawrence 0 for 2. He's flown out twice to left field against Adam Wainwright. The second of those to the wall, the fence in front of the bullpen. Tall fence in front of the bullpen. But I've actually had a baseball come in this booth, and it's terrifying because if it can get in the booth, there isn't much opening, man. You are in harm's way. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. In the first, I don't know, 5-6 years, something like that, we were down the hall on the other side of home plate, on the first base side here. Stretch by Martinez, pitch to Lawrence, down and in, 2-0, one on, one out, 3-2 Springfield, Schumann the base runner. And I don't know what they're using that room for now. It might be a volleyball court. It was just huge. It was bigger than my first apartment, if I recall right. We're in a tiny space here. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-0. But, hey, it's all good. And we're not in Amarillo, so we're not past the first base bag, halfway to the bullpen or to the clubhouse. But anytime a foul ball comes back this way, there goes Max. Kind of thought he would throw. No way, no how. The burglar is back in business with a stolen base number 3. Count is 3-1 on the strike call to Lawrence Butler. Rockhounds are 2 out of 3 in this game and are now 19 of 20 on the year. So that's easy math. That's 95%. Hounds have time called at home plate by the catcher, Paez. Hounds have 3 guys who can really scoot. Cooper Bowman, Daryl Hernandez, and Max Schumann. 3-1 now to Lawrence Butler. Tying run, scoring position, 1 down, 5th inning. Stretch and pitch, swung on, fouled out of play. Left side, 3-2. So if a foul ball comes back this way and you hear nothing but a broadcaster cowering on the floor or ducking, or if you hear a thud, oh my. And there is one dent in the wall. Where they fixed 2 or 3 of them, but there's one dent in the wall right behind me, so... Poor sucker. There's a swing and a miss, and Lawrence Butler out on strikes. Boy, good off-speed pitch by Martinez. Had him way out in front. So now it is Brett Harris, who was 1 for 2 against Adam Wainwright. Ripped a single to left field in the first. Was called out on strikes on a borderline pitch. But that is, it's not an indictment. That's just a... It's an observation. Brett was genuinely surprised at the call, but just got there. Takes a fastball right down the chute here. It's 0-1. So a one-out walk and a stolen base. Max Schumann in scoring position. 3-2 Cardinal lead. And Brett Harris trying to equalize this game or better. J.J. Schwarz is on deck and actually standing on the on-deck circle. There's a swing, little looper into right center field, but on the move, and a sliding catch. Did he hang on in right field? He did! Alvarez pulls it in. Jose Alvarez moving to his right into right center field. Tailing line drive, made a sliding catch. He bobbled it, it appeared, but he hung on to it. So Alvarez with a terrific catch. Rockhounds twice in this game have been denied a run-scoring base hit. No runs or hits in this inning, but a walk and a steal for Max Schumann, and he is stranded in scoring position. So we are midway through this Wednesday afternoon baseball game, Kids Day at Hammonds Field in Springfield, and our Village Car Wash score has the Cardinals on top, 3-2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes. This tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the OMG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Well, it is game number 11, and we have our first number change. And either an addition to the Rockhounds roster that we weren't told about, or simply a number change, and I can't see the face well enough here to try to guess, so we have a mystery pitcher. Apologies, first pitch delivery here and a foul back and a count 0-1. Pedro Páez is the batter, and he has just been tremendous. He is now 4-for-4, sack fly and a walk and 7. Driven in the series. Two-run double in the second that gave the Cardinals a lead. He takes well inside. The count goes one ball, one strike. One mention of all days, of course, I don't have a full copy of Bobby's lineup card, so we're checked. We have to send somebody down to the dugout. Pitch misses here. Two balls and one strike. Might just be a number change. Driving me crazy. Can't quite see the face enough to see if I might recognize the pitcher, but the uniform number is flat out wrong, whoever it is. Strike called here. 2-2 to Páez. He leads it off with Redman and Jones to follow. Pedro, right-handed hitter. He's the catcher. The twist on the 2-2 pitch for just outside. The count goes full 3-2. Field pretty much in shadows. The wind continues to blow out toward left field, and it's been pretty strong. The 3-2, and that's down and away. Ball four. Boy, bases on balls have been an issue for the Rockhounds, even when we knew the pitcher's name. JT Ginn. Four innings, three base hits, three runs all earned, five walks, and three strikeouts. And the batter will be Chandler Redman. He's the first baseman. He's walked and whiffed in this ballgame as Chandler. Of course, the moment I tell you the field's in shadows, the sun breaks out. Mother Nature has a sense of humor. Pitch to the outside corner at the knees for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Has not much of a threat to run. Rockhounds really shade Redmond to pull solidly. Hernandez solidly toward the line. High fly ball on the left center field, but Butler, I think, has room. Well, that wind's pushing. It's going to push it deep. Did it get out of here? It did. That is being called a home run. It got over the wall onto the little chain link fence behind the main wall, and that got out of here. Chandler Redmond with his fourth home run of the season. RBIs 11 and 12 got just enough, and I was just talking about that wind, and it's been strong. That ball is easily caught, I think, although it would have been well hit. And watching on the replay, Lawrence didn't think it got out. Boy, that was really close. But it did. It cleared his glove. If it gets over the main green wall here, which I'm guessing is, what, about maybe 8 feet tall, maybe a little bit more, and Lawrence leaped and might even have deflected it, but that's a two-run home run, and it is 5-2 as L.J. Jones takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Again, I think that ball is probably in the glove without the wind, but that wind is strong, and that's blowing straight out to left, and that's where that ball went. Left center field gap. Swinging the fly ball, right field corner. Boy, busting it to try to get there. On the right field line, Michael Goldberg. Ball goes out of play. So Chandler Redmond, a two-run home run, and this time the walk again comes back to haunt. It's the first time a man who has walked in this game, and there have been, again, Rockhounds have walked six batters. Ground ball to shortstop, handled by Hernandez. And a re-grip, but he does. Throws to first, and Jones is out. One man down here in the fifth inning. That's the first guy who was walked and then come around to score. So the Hounds have kind of dodged that bullet, but the two-run home run makes it 5-2. Jose Alvarez, the batter, he is 0-1 with a walk. Pitch swing, a rip back up, middle, hit the pitcher in the ankle. Throw to first in time. Ouch, 1-3, and a painful out there. I'm guessing, yeah, Jake Ruthie, or let's see, is Jake going to come out? He's going to come to the top step. He's the athletic trainer, Jake Ruthie. Yeah, he's going to come out, and so is Bobby. And apologies for not being able to identify the pitcher. It's going to drive me crazy. Don't know if it's a roster move we did not get or a number change, which happens from time to time. Hounds have three different jerseys, and at times perhaps a number might have been missing from these blue jerseys the Hounds wearing. But, boy, that ball right up the middle of it. Boy, right in the ankle. So it is going to be nobody on, two men out. The home run by Redmond, when you look at it, and the wind, again, has been flirting with 20 miles an hour straight out. So, I mean, it's, boy, well, the mystery pitcher is now out of the game. Gotta love minor league baseball sometimes. Faced four batters, comes out of the game, and we still don't know who it is. So the Rockhounds will go to the pen here, and again, Rockhounds used three relievers in last night's ball game. This, I believe, is Brian Howard, and I don't need a uniform number for Brian because he's 6 feet nine, plus you know the face, but sure here, and yep, it sure is. So Brian Howard will come out of the bullpen and emergency duty, so he will, when you say he can take as long to warm up as he needs to, relief pitchers don't need that much time to warm up. They're sneaky human beings. So Brian Howard will be the new pitcher. And we will struggle again simply in pursuit to find out who is wearing number four today, because there is no number four on the roster for the Rockhounds. Brian Howard will come on. He will face Irving Lopez. Real quick again, the point on the home run. The wind is strong. Now, right now, it's died off a little bit, but it has been strong, and when Chandler Redmond hit that ball, it was blowing out to left field and blowing hard, and Butler got his glove on it just right at the top of that 8 or so foot high wall. So to assume that the wind was the reason it got out, I think, is a pretty reasonable assumption. But get out it did, and it is now a 5-2 game. Rockhounds will head for home after Sunday afternoon game here in Springfield. And what a concept. When the Rockhounds come home, they will actually face a South Division opponent or two, Corpus Christi and Frisco. This is the third series of the year, and the Rockhounds have yet to face a division rival. All cross-division, all North Division teams. Hounds will host the Corpus Christi Hooks beginning next Tuesday. Now, it's Kids Day here today in Springfield. It'll be Safety Awareness Kids Day next Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Then on to the more accustomed evening games with the usual great fair, half-price hot dogs on Wednesday. Thursdays are all together now in unison, Thirsty Thursday. Have two six-game series back-to-back at home, so hope you make your plans to be with us. The first of the giveaways on Friday night, the first of the two Fridays, will be Rockhound Silicone Cups. They are really cool. And then, of course, a Saturday night fireworks. So a couple of Thirsty Thursdays, a couple of souvenir giveaway nights, a couple of fireworks nights coming up when the Rockhounds return home. And you can always check out MidlandRockhounds.org to check the special events and also to pick up your tickets. Sure hope that you will. Win, lose, or draw, and anywhere in between. Great time at the ballpark. Meanwhile, this series is, Brian, I think, is close now to being ready to go. He will have the bases empty, two men down, two runs across for the Cardinals here in the fifth inning. Teams are scheduled to play tomorrow evening at 6:35, and I say scheduled. It might get a little dicey. Same time on Friday evening, 6:05 on Saturday, and 1:35 in the afternoon on Sunday. And as nice as yesterday was, really nice, it was windy. I don't recall it quite being this windy in Springfield, but sure has been for the first 2 days. But we were at 80-plus yesterday. It'll be, I guess, into the 70s probably when this day gets fully going. But, boy, after that, by nature, you know, things are going to change by tomorrow. So hopefully 6:35 tomorrow evening. Irving Lopez stands in. Now we are ready to go. And Brian Howard delivers down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Cardinals 5, Rockhounds 2 here in the fifth. Hounds had the lead at 2-0, but the Cardinals quickly responded. Lopez swings, ground ball right side, handled on two hops by Schumann. Flips to first for the out. So the inning comes to an end, and it doesn't happen very often. We've had a pitcher pitch and depart, and we still don't know who the dickens it was. Two runs on a hit and a walk, no errors, and nobody left on base after the two-run home run by Chandler Redmond. Give you some totals coming up. We have played 5 at Hammonds Field in Springfield, and our Village Car Wash score now reads the Cardinals 5 and the Rockhounds 2.
The Whataburger's sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Quite an afternoon here in Springfield with the rehab performance by Adam Wainwright with the first 3 innings of this game. Hounds had some really good swings against him. Line drives and got some base hits, 4 base hits, and boy, one case of absolute thievery. Actually, 2 cases of thievery. The second of those, I'm sorry, came with Martinez on the mound. 2-run home run by Michael Goldberg in the second gave the Rockhounds the lead. The Cardinals rallied back in the last of the second inning. Pedro Paez with his 6th and 7th RBIs of this very young series. And that capped a 3-run rally. And a moment ago, 2-run home run, Chandler Redmond. So 5-2, Cardinals are on top. Jose Martinez back to work here as we go to the top of the 6th. And J.J. Schwarz takes ball 1, middle third of the Rockhounds order. Well, they played quickly in Tulsa. The Drillers defeated Wichita 4-0. Breaking pitch outside corner called strike 1-1. So that series even up. That's a good series going on in Tulsa. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike to J.J. Line drive single against Adam Wainwright in the first inning. Struck out swinging his last time up. Delivery swung on center in the air, right field toward the corner. This ball has a chance to do some damage. As if that's a fair ball, bounds into the corner, over the wall, ground rule double, J.J. Schwarz. Went the opposite way with it, did J.J. And he got himself an arm, a ground rule double into the right field corner. Third base hit allowed by Martinez. One on, nobody down for Chase Cowboy. Chase 1-for-2 in this game. Tulsa has mentioned a 4-0 win over Springfield, so Drillers 7-4. Wichita falls to 6-5. Again, Arkansas and Frisco playing. That's a fascinating series. Two very, very good rosters. Here's a high fly ball off the bat of Chase Calabui. That is deep to right center field. That thing's going to get out of here. It is gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Chase Calabui drives him out of here in the power alley to right center field. First home run of the year for Chase, and he's 2-for-3. And, man, just a line shot. Got out of here over the wall in deep right center. So J.J. and Chase back-to-back here. The double by Schwarz, the home run by Chase Calabui. And it is a 5-4 game. That's going to bring a visit to the mound. Pitching coach Eric Peterson. So Martinez, who came on in the fourth in relief of Adam Wainwright, has now given up 2 runs on 4 base hits. Chase Calabui's first home run, first 2 RBIs of the season. And this is a 1-run ball game. Still nobody down, of course. First 2 batters doing some damage for the Rockhounds here in the 6th. Well, the Hounds lost last night 12-5, but along the way, they hit the ball pretty well. The Cardinals banged out 16 base hits, and of course, that's a big bunch. But the Rockhounds had 10 base hits in the game. So the mound visit over. Darryl Hernandez, who had 2 of those hits last night, he had a pair of doubles, and he's 1-for-2 in this game with a single. Right-handed hitting shortstop, tempted, doesn't go, called strike, outside corner 0-1. So 5-4, our score in this one, Darryl, big swing and miss, he really chased breaking pitch away, count goes 0-2. Jeremy Ironman and Shane McGuire will follow. Martinez with a leg kick in the pitch, and that's way up and in for a ball. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Right-handed hitter with some speed. Hernandez waits, swings, pops it up. Shallow center field. Anybody going to get there? Sliding catch out of nowhere by Antico. He is such a good defender with great speed. Mike Antico. Little pop up in his shallow center. It looked initially as if second baseman Lopez had a beat on it, but all of a sudden that ball was well over his head, and Antico had a good sliding catch on his way in toward the infield. Nicely handled by the Cardinals center fielder. 1 man down for Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy 1-for-2 with a fielder's choice, a steal, and a run scored. Also single, takes a called strike outside edge. Was jammed on a pitch and sent a little floater. Just settled onto the infield grass. Swings, fly ball, right field toward the corner. Fair or foul is the question. That is a fair ball, and that's a ground rule double. That bounced over the wall in right field. Ironman goes opposite way. So the tying run is in scoring position, 1 down in the 6th. Hounds have 3 extra base hits in this inning, a pair of ground rule doubles into the right field corner, and the 2-run home run by Chase Calabui. And that's going to be it for Martinez. So Jose getting roughed up a little bit. Ryan Shreve, a right-hander, will come on to pitch. So Martinez will come out here, gets a round of applause. Shreve will inherit a runner in scoring position with 1 man down. It'll be 2 1/3 out of the bullpen in relief for Martinez. The base hit he just gave up the double to Ironman is his fifth base hit, two runs. He's responsible for Jeremy, of course, one walk and one strikeout. And Shreve will come on to pitch. So Jeremy Ironman, a 2-for-3 ball game. Guy who isn't in the lineup tonight, but was last night. Again, looking at guys coming around. Remember, this is 11 games. This is game number 11. It's only 10 games in the books. And Logan Davidson came into this series just 2 for his last 26, 2 for 26 actually to start this season. And he had 3 base hits last night. Did Logan, we mentioned. Shane McGuire had a couple of doubles. Darryl Hernandez a couple of doubles. So, again, good. Really good performance. Well, you know what? The pitcher, I can't believe I did. Did I tell you the face looked familiar? Because I'm trying to glance from the press box and make an identification. There has been an addition to the roster. It's Jack Cushing. And then he is injured and comes out. So between now and tomorrow evening, we'll see what the counter move was there. But Jack Cushing, I knew that face, but guessing is not always the best of ideas. So Jack Cushing, boy, that's painful in more ways than one. Jack, who started the season at the AAA level, but he comes here to the Hounds. He faces 4 batters, gives up a home run with a little help from the wind, I might add, but that's just to be fair, and then takes a line drive in the ankle and has to come out. Shane McGuire, the batter. Ryan Shreve, the new pitcher, bends one on a breaking pitch over the inside corner for a strike. Well, we did not get that lineup or that roster change, and that happens sometimes. Just as Led Zeppelin once sang at the top of their lungs, communication breakdown. 0-1 pitch. Off speed, got there for a strike. Quick 0-2 count. So Shreve comes out of the bullpen, gets ahead in the count against the Rockhounds first baseman. Shane, a catcher and first baseman. Shreve has been really good in his first 2 appearances of the season for Springfield. Delivery way up high for a ball, 1-2. 2 outings, 4 1/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. So a really solid line. Boy, sometimes baseball's just cruel. Jack Cushing joins the Rockhounds from AAA. He goes 2/3 of an inning, 1 hit. It's a 2-run homer. He takes a line drive in the ankle. Ground ball, right side, got a chance. Base hit from McGuire. Going to send the runner home. Alvarez comes up with the ball. He will throw home, and A will let it go through, but that's not going to be in time. Sliding in ahead of the throw is Ironman, who runs really well. Jeremy scores. We are tied 5-5. RBI, Shane McGuire. Really good at bat for McGuire. That was a 1-2 pitch when he just laced it to right field. Alvarez came in, made the play, and that play was close. Run charge to Martinez closes the book on Jose. 2 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs. So Shreve is now the pitcher of record, as is Brian Howard for the Rockhounds. Swinging. Here's a line shot at the bat of Michael Goldberg into left field for a base hit. Boy, sat back on a breaking ball and just drilled it into left field. Shane McGuire stopping at second base. So the Rockhounds now with back-to-back-to-back base hits. Michael Goldberg 2-for-3 with a 2-run home run against Adam Wainwright, no less. So it's first and second, one man down. Top of the order, Max Schumann. 0-for-2, but he's hit it hard twice and also walked and stolen a base. 2-on-1-out, pitch right down the middle. Fastball at 89, count goes 0-1 to Max. Now the Hounds have rallied back and have tied this game. 5 hits in the inning, 11 for the game now for the Rockhounds. Pitch low and away for a ball. Count goes 1-1 to Max. Lawrence Butler on deck. This is the top of the Rockhounds order. Top of the 6th inning. 5-all tie. Shreve comes set. Runners that are leads, delivery, breaking ball, just off the outside corner. Count goes 2-1. Ryan Shreve, tall right-hander, 6'6", 215 pounds out of Santa Monica, California. Set, turn, throw to second base. Boy, that was right down on the runner. That was somewhat close. Shane McGuire diving back in. We have a heck of a pitching matchup right now. You got 6'6" on the mound for Springfield, 6'9" on the mound, Brian Howard for the Rockhounds. That's 12'15". 2-1 stretch, pitch on the way, just a bit high, ball 3-1, crowd grumpy. Always interesting to see how long the kids stay on a kid's day. Left side of the ballpark is mostly grown-ups now. Three balls, one strike, stretch and pitch, down and away, ball 4, and they are loaded up for Lawrence Butler. Max Schumann draws the walk. So Shane McGuire comes to third, Goldberg at second, Schumann at first. So they are aligned pretty well the way Bobby would if he could do it by hand. Eric Peterson, the pitching coach, will make another visit to the mound, but Hounds have terrific speed at first and second. Shane McGuire already at third. Shane's having a good series. He had a couple of doubles last night, RBI single, and this one to tie the game. And again, he got down to the count 0-2, so really good AB. Home plate umpire is going to break up this conversation. Kellen Martin is behind home plate. Malcolm Smith at first base, and crew chief Steven Rios Jr. is at third. Eric Peterson goes back to the dugout. The batter is Lawrence Butler. He's 0-3. He flirted with a home run against Adam Wainwright in the third inning. Took a fly ball, and again, wind pushing that way. Took the fly ball to the wall in left field in front of the bullpen. Now here's Lawrence. Bases full. One man down. Fly ball tie. Pitch swung on, ripped, foul. Line drive way out in front, 0-1. Mentioned, of course, with a 28-man roster that playing time a little bit tougher to come by. Bench is deeper by a position player or two. But Lawrence, a guy will be in the lineup almost every day. Stretched by the right-hander. Shreve delivers. Lawrence swings. Ground ball, and that is just foul wide of first. It's always nifty when the first base umpire, in this case it's Malcolm Smith, had to jump and the ball go under his feet, and as he did, pointed foul. I don't know if they actually teach that in umpiring school, but that's pretty cool. Pretty nimble. Nice job, Malcolm. 0-2 count. Bases full. Shreve comes set. Butler waits from the left side of the dish. The stretch, kick, and the pitch, and that ball popped up left side out of play. We'll do it again on 0-2. Brett Harris on deck. Butler is the eighth batter up in this inning for the Rockhounds. There is just one out. Three runs in, bases full, five all tie. Shreve set. 0-2 again. Pitch to Lawrence. Swing and a miss. Got him. Chase the off-speed pitch up. So Lawrence Butler out on strikes. Two men down. It's up now to Brett Harris. Downs with an opportunity to regain the lead. Brett singled sharply on a line drive to left and struck out looking against Adam Wainwright and was robbed of an RBI single on the terrific catch by right fielder Alvarez to end the fifth inning. He bats here in the sixth. Pitch to the corner, down and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Alvarez tracked down the ball that Brett hit, not overly deep in right center field, but it was basically between them. But Alvarez got a good jump, good read, made the catch. Bases full, two men away. Stretch and pitch to Harris. Outside corner called strike 1-1. Brett asking about the pitch. And guy with very good idea of the strike zone. Shreve. Hands go up high, now drop down between the belt and the letters. 1-1 pitch to Harris, and that is just outside. Ball two. Yep, your crowd going to grumble. Again, borderline pitches there. One went Brett's way, one went Ryan Shreve's way. Right-hander set. Runners take their leads. Bases loaded. 2-1 count. Pitch to Brett. Nope, outside and low. Ball three. So now the plot thickens. Three balls, one strike, bases full. 5-5 tie. Guy who started this inning with a ground rule double, J.J. Schwarz on deck. Shreve set, 3-1 count, Harris waits. The pitch on the way, swung on, ground ball to shortstop. Gamboa is there, goes the short way to second, and the inning is over. 6-4 goes to put out Max Schumann, forced out at second base. Rockhounds bat around. They put three on the board. They also strand three runners in the inning. But this ball game is brand new. In the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. Our Village Car Wash score now reads Springfield 5 and the Rockhounds 5.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Brian Howard back to the mound in relief, and now we have learned that it was Jack Cushing who, what strange appearance. Sure hope Jack is okay. He was just terrific a year ago, most of the season with the Rockhounds, and then also went up to AAA, and that's where he was to start this year, but he does join the club here in Springfield. Give up a walk to Pedro Páez, and then the home run to Chandler Redmond, and it was a very well hit ball. I mean, you've got to hit it pretty doggone good to get it to the wall, but again, the wind was responsible for the last several feet of the two-run home run, and it was hit by a line drive basically in the ankle, so just four batters spaced. Hope Jack is okay. My goodness. 8-9-1 in the Springfield order. Jacob Buschberger will lead it off, then Mike Antico and Arquidamus Gamboa. I can say Arquidamus now and can't say Gamboa. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Buschberger 1-for-2, a single and a bounce out. Right-handed hitter. A little sunshine breaks through. Pitch down the middle from Brian Howard for a strike. One ball and one strike. Brian making the transition to the bullpen in 2023. He's 2-0 in relief. Right-hander's pitch, boy, right there at the knees. Called strike 1-2. 3.6 ERA. 5 innings, 7 hits. 6 walks and 4 strikeouts, so it's been an adventure, but and making that transition, pitch down and away for a ball from the 6-9 right-hander. 2 balls and 2 strikes to count. Our Astound Broadband road to the show. This is one I had this left over from Sunday, but it's one of my favorite just goofy things. Pitch swung on, little check swing, strike 3. Really fooled Buschberger. He's out on strikes and a check swing on a pitch that was off the outside corner. First strikeout for Brian. Here's Mike Antico. Hit by a pitch in the second. That contributed to the three-run rally. It bounced out to JT Ginn in the fourth inning. Left-handed hitter, former Texas Longhorn of 1 year. Swings and fouls it back. Mike went to St. John's for 4 years, and then with the additional year granted because of the pandemic, he went to the Longhorns, and the Cardinals drafted him there. Really runs well. Ground ball right side, two strong hops to Schumann. Shoulder high in the second hop, throws to first. Boy, that was a sharply hit ball, so it got to Max in a hurry. He made the play cleanly, threw to first, and Antico was out by, well, maybe a half step. Two men down. Top of the order. Archidamus Gamboa. There we go. Got both names. First name is Arquimedes, which you would think is Archimedes, and that's easy to say for some reason. Pitch way outside for a ball, but nope, he puts the accent on the second syllable, so it is Archidamus Gamboa. Only took a day and a half to get somewhat comfortable saying that. Nobody on, two men down. Howard bends one over the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. This is just a little goofy thing. It has nothing to do with reaching this show, but we've been talking a lot about numbers with Adam Wainwright. Pitch called, strike looked a bunt to Gamboa, took the bat back and took a strike. So this is just something goofy on the road to the show, I guess we'll put it that way. It was 1946, the Braves. I think they were in Boston still at the time. Breaking pitch down low, 2-2. I don't think they'd made the move to Milwaukee, perhaps. But I think it was in Boston, and it was early in the season. It started a little later back then, and I believe it was the home opener or first home stand for the then Boston Braves. Bouncer foul, wide of third, 2-2. And they wanted to spruce up the ballpark, so they got a big old bucket or two or three or 12 of green paint and painted the grandstand seats beautiful, bright, new green. Okay, so that's cool. But they did the job. Here's the pitch to Gamboa. Outside ball 3-2. Nobody on. Two out. Five all tied. Bottom of the sixth. They finished the job a little later than they admit to. The paint hadn't dried. Here's the 3-2. Down and in. Ball four. And Gamboa will draw a walk. Bases on balls have been an issue for Mounds in this game. That's seven walks. And that'll bring up Matt Kupierniak with Paez on deck. So they didn't apparently realize it, okay? So there's basically wet paint on the grandstand, and Boston played a game on this date. The Braves played on this date, and 5,000 people showed up. That's an important number. Big swing and a miss by Kupierniak, 0-1. And those sitting in that particular section of the grandstand, and apparently they didn't communicate very well because they realized all of a sudden that the paint they were sitting on with the grandstand wasn't dry, and they had green paint now in their clothing. Pitch swung on, pop foul out of play, 0-2. Now, the Braves, whether it was Boston or Milwaukee, doesn't matter. They did the stand-up thing, and they went out of their way, in fact, to do it. When learning that the paint hadn't dried, so folks were out there, clothes covered in green paint, delivered to Kupierniak, bounces to the plate. Really good stop by J.J. Schwarz behind the dish, 1-2. Kupierniak, the batter, 0-2 with a walk. So the Braves take out an ad in the newspaper. Remember, this is a long time ago, 1946. Good way to communicate at that time would have been to just take an ad in the paper, and they apologize to Braves fans. And they went a step beyond. Here's Kupierniak with a foul ball. Jammed him a little bit, did Brian Howard. 2-2. Make it still 1-2. Forgive me. One ball, two strikes on the foul ball. And they said to Braves fans, if you were one whose clothing was damaged due to the wet paint, we'll pay for it. We will pay for your cleaning costs. That's pretty good. Pitch swung on. Bouncing ball. Got a chance. Schumann can't get there. Base hit into right field. Rounding second on his way to third is Gamboa. Runners at the corners, and oh my goodness, here is Pedro Paez. Well, Andy Paez was largely the villain of the piece for Tulsa, and Pedro Paez, in this, now what, game and a half, is 4-for-4. plus two walks. I'm sorry, two walks, a sacrifice fly, and seven runs driven in. Andy Páez drove in 10 runs in the first five games of the last series. Páez has seven RBIs in the first game and a half of this one, and he is at the plate. So he had wet paint. Okay, that happens. Clothing got damaged. So the Braves took out that newspaper ad saying, look, if you have to have your clothing clean, we will pay for it. And that's really big time. Now, remember, if you will, that 5,000 people attended the game, and they weren't all sitting in that section, I would guess. Here's Páez, pitched by Howard, down and away, backhanded by J.J., one ball, no strikes. And apparently, folks outside of Boston subscribed to the Boston paper because they got some claims. Here's the pitch. Swung on, sent back up the middle. Has he done it again? He has a base hit for Páez. Tie is broken. Pedro Páez has eight runs driven in a game and a half, and it's 6-5 Springfield. The Rockhounds would rather not see another guy named Páez the rest of the year. In to score is Gamboa, that top of the order that was so very good last night, doing it again here to break the tie this afternoon, and it's 6-5 Springfield. Kopierniak stopping at second. Here is Chandler Redmond, and he homered his last time. 6-5 Springfield. Breaking pitch, inside corner, called strike. Well, it was 1946. Braves volunteered to pay for those cleaning costs. $6,000 in 1949 money for 46. 46. Pitch down and in, one ball, one strike. Now, that sounds like some pretty expensive dry cleaning to me. And remember, this was a game, and I'll assume it was played in Boston. But even if it was Milwaukee, it doesn't matter. It was Boston, I think. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. The Braves got clothes cleaning claims from folks as far away as California and Nebraska. Human beings. Come on. Pitch swung on, rolled out to second, pulled a pitch on the outside part of the plate. Schumann makes the play, throws to first, and the inning will come to an end. But the Cardinals break the tie, and it is Pedro Páez yet again. One run, two hits, no errors, and two men left on base. Páez has driven in eight runs in this series in a game and a half. My goodness. So, to the top of the stretch inning we go. Village Car Wash score of our ball game, Springfield 6, Rockhounds 5.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, Springfield back on top, 6-5 in a back-and-forth game. And for the Rockhounds, the guy who started a three-run sixth inning will lead it off here in the seventh, J.J. Schwarz, will face Ryan Shreve. J.J. 2 for 3. First pitch, slider misses for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Singled in the first off Adam Wainwright. Struck out against the Cardinal right-hander in the third. Doubled and scored in the sixth. J.J. takes up and in for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Case Calabrese and Daryl Hernandez will follow. Calabrese with a two-run home run for the Rockhounds. That one went the, well, not the opposite way, but wasn't with the wind. Pulled it through the wind to Chase. Pitch to J.J. Called strike. Just got there. Turned into it just a little bit. I think a called strike rather than a swinging strike, and the count goes 2-1. J.J. Rockhounds catcher. 6-5 Cardinals in the stretch inning. Pitch swung on. Hard hit ball at third, but right into the glove of Bushberger. He's got it. Throw is in plenty of time. One man down. Now Chase Calabrese. Chase 2-for-3. Well, he had a potential RBI single taken away from him in the first inning with 2 on and 2 out against Adam Wainwright. Chandler Redmond made a really nice play to the Cardinal first baseman. Chase then singled in fourth and a 2-run home run in the sixth inning. Got the Hounds within a run. Cardinals have come back to break a 5-all tie as Chase takes a strike of the knees in the inside corner. 0-1 to count. Left-handed hitter against the right-hander, Ryan Shreve. Ball hit towards second. One long hop on a sharply hit ball, but an easy play for Lopez. Throws to first for the out. So two up, two down. That'll bring up Daryl Hernandez. Through the first six innings, the Rockhounds went in order in the third. That was against Wainwright and Adams' final of his three innings. And that's the only time either team's gone up and down in order in this game. But now the Hounds, bases empty, two out. Daryl Hernandez, 1-for-3. Takes right down the chute. Called strike from Shreve, 0-1. And field back to shadows with the wind still blowing out toward left field. Swinging a line drive toward the left field corner. That'll sink in, drop base hit. And Kaperniak will limit him to a single. Yep, big turn by Daryl, but he'll hold there. But Hernandez, two hits last night, both doubles, two base hits in this game. Sharply hit line drive to left. He was caught trying to steal a base in the fourth inning, and that's the only time Hounds have been caught so far in 2023. 2-for-3 in this game, 19-for-20 as a team. But Daryl is 4-for-5, right-hander on the mound in a one-run game. Jeremy Ironman the batter. Pitch low and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jeremy, a fielder's choice, a stolen base, and a run scored in the second. Infield single in the fourth, and a double and a run scored his last time up. 2-for-3 in this one. Long set by the right-hander, Shreve. Long set. Now the stretch. Pitch to the dish. Right down the middle. Called strike. And you can still vary your pace of delivery with the pitch clock. Shreve really did right there. One ball, one strike. Ironman waits. They shade him up the middle right side of the infield, almost wide open. Swings and sends one foul toward his own dugout, into the dugout, in fact. The ball and two strikes. Second baseman Lopez is shading way toward the bag. Again, not behind it, but close to it. And the first baseman Redmond holding the runner on. So the right side virtually vacant. Count is 1-2, one on and two out. 6-5 Cardinals here in the seventh. Turn and a toss over to first base. Rockhounds scored the last five runs of last night's game. And have 12 base hits in this one. And the bats have come around a bit. Pitch to the outside corner is just wide. Not by much. Two balls, two strikes. From Ryan Shreve to Jeremy Ironman. Really interesting. The right fielder, Alvarez, is playing about two steps short of the track in right field. Turn and toss over to first base. Outfield has him deep. And, of course, the wind will push to left and to center. Boy, Alvarez, for a right-handed hitter, I mean, Alvarez is really playing deep. Of course, runner at first, it would be the tying run, so you want to keep the ball in front of you if it goes that way. I think we have a block, by the way. Yeah, we sure do. Shreve with Darryl Hernandez dancing off the bag. Shreve turned and kind of bluffed to throw to first base and then just took a couple steps. That's a balk, and that will put a runner in scoring position. Just a little mental vapor lock there. We all have them. Well, some of us do. Runner in scoring position. Now Ironman swings and misses. Shreve comes back and gets him on strikes. He's got a base hit and a little mini break, but cannot take advantage of it. And the strikeout for Shreve is his second. So we've reached the seventh inning stretch. In a one-run ball game here at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. Kids Day and Adam Wainwright appearing. A lot going on. Village Car Wash score to take me out to the ball game time. Springfield 6, Rockhounds 5.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Bottom of the seventh inning in Springfield, Missouri. Brian Howard will face L.J. Jones fourth, Jose Alvarez and Irving Lopez in the inning. In our non-Googleable trivia, Tampa Bay Rays were off to a terrific start. What, 15-3, I think? And in their first 18 games, they have hit a home run in every one of them. That is the second longest streak to start a season in which a team has at least one home run in every game. What's the longest streak? And just for fun, because you know it, you know too much, pitcher called strike to L.J. Jones, and it's 0-1. Which team holds the record for, and this is to start the year, home runs in 18 straight games for Tampa. Line shot left side, base hit for Jones. Well, he had a frustrating day, a couple of strikeouts and a routine ground out until then, but he lines a single to left field. Cardinals have the leadoff man on in the last of the seventh, trying to add to a one-run lead. A much different game from last evening. Jose Alvarez, the batter, he is 0 for 2 with a walk. With Tampa Bay just really off to a terrific start. Alvarez takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Speaking of home runs, Matt Olson, former Rockhound, did he crush one last night for Atlanta? Swing, fly ball, foul. Right side out of play, 1-1. And the Braves again playing well. Matt Olson, of course, he's from there. He grew up a Braves fan. He was really good last year, and he's taken the spot of Freddie Freeman. Boy, what a job that is. He's a swing and a miss and a good backup pitch by Brian Howard. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Alvarez, right-handed hitter. 0 for 2 in this one, but hitting .333 in the early going. He's 8 for 24. Swings and misses. Brian got him to chase one down and away. One fastball with some movement on it. Swinging strike three. One man down in the inning. Second strikeout for Brian Howard since coming on. And here is Irving Lopez. Well, the record for most consecutive games of the home run to start the season, Tampa Bay is sneaking up on it. The all-time record is 20. And it was set just 3 years ago. Well, oops, I'm sorry. Good arithmetic, Bob. Pitcher called strike, 0-1. The only part of the mathematical world I was ever any good at is arithmetic. You get to geometry, forget about it. Algebra, maybe. Geometry, no way. 0-1 pitch. Shapes were baffling to me. pitch outside for a 1-1 count. Good arithmetic. 4 years ago, 2019, the Seattle Mariners, of all teams, hit home runs in each of their first 20 games. That's the all-time record pitch. It had hit him. Nope, down and in. J.J. Schwarz is a very alert appeal on a check swing. Irving Lopez turning a little bit, trying to get out of the way of the pitch and might have gone around. It's a worthwhile appeal by J.J. Denied, but a good appeal. The 2-1 pitch is fouled back 2-2. It's a strange way to judge the wind, but the flags are fully unfurled again now, big time. But I was glancing at on that appeal. Third base umpire crew chief Steven Rios Jr. Boy, those pant legs are flapping in the breeze. It's, again, really windy here this afternoon in Springfield. Pitch swung on and missed, and that is going to be a strikeout and a wild pitch as L.J. Jones will advance to second base. Pitch down in the dirt. Lopez swung at it. Ball got loose. J.J. tried to block it, but it'll be a runner in scoring position. So as the Hounds did a minute ago, Cardinals have a runner in scoring position with two men down. And the batter is Jacob Buschberger, rather. It's B-U-C-H, but pronounced Bush. Buschberger, 1-for-3 with a single. Right-handed hitter, pitched by Howard. Drops down a bit low, 1-ball, no strikes. Mike Antico would be next. Last of the seventh, 6-5 Springfield. Howard's pitch outside, maybe a bit low off the outside edge at 91. 2 balls and no strikes. Six-nine right-hander comes set, looks at second, comes to the plate. Ball swung on and popped in the air right side, playable. Near the bag at first for Shane McGuire. Fair territory. Boy, the wind took that. And Shane had to reach up, making an adjustment just as the ball got to his glove. Much like West Texas here in Springfield this afternoon. Boy, anything hit in the air, it's not only a job, it's an adventure. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man left on base. Rockhounds have out-hit Springfield today 12-7. Scoreboard has only 6 hits for them. I think they're cheating the home team out of 1 base hit, but nonetheless, the Cardinals have the advantage. Give you some numbers in a moment. We have played 7 innings of afternoon baseball here in Springfield. Our Village Car Wash score, the Cardinals 6, the Rockhounds 5.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rockhounds baseball coming to you from Springfield, Missouri. Wednesday afternoon, game 2 of a 6-game series. And the Cardinals on top by a 6-5 score. Rockhounds have out-hit the Cardinals, but Springfield with the lead. Rockhounds 5 runs on 12 base hits. Cardinals 6 runs on 7 hits. Shane McGuire leads it off in the top of the 8th inning. And Andre Granillo is the new pitcher. Delivery up and away for ball 1-1-0. Shane with a single, an RBI single, and that was the game-tying hit in the 6th. Cardinals broke the tie in the bottom half of the inning. Called strike, count squares, 1-1. Michael Goldberg, and back to the top of the order for Max Schumann here in the 8th inning. Shane McGuire asking for timeout. Shane playing first base this afternoon. Check swing, what a really fool, and a pitch down and in. 1-2 strikes. Andre Granillo, 6'4", 245. California native. Got to AA last year. One of three stops on the Cardinals ladder for him. Swinging a foul back, 1-2. Comes out of the bullpen here in the eighth inning. Ryan Shreve, pitcher of record for the Cardinals. And Adam Wainwright started this game. Very cool. Pitch just down and in. Corey McGuire took that. Crowd grumbles about the call. Shane, of course, a catcher by trade. Took that one with the eye of a catcher, to be sure. Granillo's 2-2 pitch. Got him. Called third strike outside corner at the knees. Shane thought it was wide, but he is out on strikes. Boy, backdoor pitch just snapped over that outside corner. Granillo, pretty good flowing hair coming out of the back of that Cardinal red cap and full beard to the right-hander. Making his fourth appearance. He delivers, and that's called strike to Michael Goldberg. 2-for-3, including, and boy, it's something he'll remember for a while. Two-run home run off Adam Wainwright. The 0-1. Foul straight back, it's 0-2. Granillo somehow has an ERA of 8.31 in three appearances. He's finished three games for the Cardinals. Four hits in 4 1/3. Two walks and 8 strikeouts, but a couple of home runs, so you get the feeling those were big. Pitch up and in for a ball. 1-2, he's right at a hit per inning in a 4-1 ratio with 8 whips in 4 innings and has an 8 ERA. Something doesn't add up there. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, and he got Goldberg to chase a breaking pitch down. Only Michael is out on strikes. Back-to-back whips here. He's got 10 strikeouts now for the season. Ryan Shreve will go 1 2/3. Gave up 3 base hits, did not give up a run of his own, 1 inherited runner. He walked 1, struck out 2, had 1 balk. Max Schumann takes a called strike on a breaking pitch, 0-1. So Granillo back-to-back whiffs and an 0-1 count. Pitch to Max, drops down and away, 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 run game. Max 0-for-2 with 2 walks and a steal. Takes a high strike and the count goes 1-2. Started this game with a line drive headed toward left field on which Arquidamas Gamboa, the shortstop, made a tremendous diving catch. And you just kind of know that when you've got in this case it's Adam Wainwright, not only a rehabber but a big-time rehabber, you know that you're on your toes a little extra. Gamboa started this game with a brilliant play. Pitch up and into Max, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Crowd has, I'm guessing, lessened by about half. And against Kids Day, so they've got to get them back to school. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Called third strike point. Schumann is in some disbelief. Max really barking about that, and he reacted quickly. Boy, that pitch did look wide, but it's a called third strike. And for Granillo, he now has 11 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings on the year. He strikes out the side here in the eighth inning. So the last of the eighth we go. Rockhounds running out of baseball daylight time here in Springfield. The Cardinals on top. Village Car Wash score as the Hounds go to the bullpen. Cardinals 6, Rockhounds 5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit aldridgegardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last of the eighth, and Chase Cohen on the pitch for the Rockhounds. Mike Antico to face him. Left-handed hitter leading it off. Takes a strike. Side corner. Running away from him a little bit at 88 miles an hour. Springfield 6, Rockhounds 5. Good ball game with some good defensive play. Swinging a hard hit ball to second, but Max is there. Ball kicks up belt high. Makes the play and the throw. Antico is retired. Antico is a guy with just brilliant speed, but he just hasn't gotten on base much. Strikeouts have been a huge issue for him, although he has put the ball in play every time, along with a hit-by-pitch in this game. But Antico bounces out here, getting an even 200 now with that ground-out. Breaking pitch down and into Gamboa. Switch-hitting shortstop batting from the left side. Matt Kupierniak is on deck, and oh my goodness, Babe Ruth is in the hole. Pedro Páez, the swing and a line shot, right side, base hit. Boy, ripped it. Two hops to the glove of Michael Goldberg in right field, but a base hit for Gamboa. Well, he continues to have a really good series. He's 1-for-3 in this game, but he's also walked two times as Gamboa, so he's been on base 3 out of 5 in this one and 4 out of 5 last night. That's easy arithmetic. That's 7 times out of 10. Matt Kupierniak takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Pia is on deck. Boy, he's just been a wrecking crew. Again, not related to Andy Páez, but boy, back-to-back weeks, the Rockhounds have been absolutely baseball-wise tormented by a guy named Páez. Runner goes, pitch is taken, throw by J.J. on a hop. Did they get him? Nope, safe. Close. Out of time, Darryl Hernandez making the catch and tag. Gamboa with his second steal of the season. Check the count, 1-1. Wanted to make sure, thought that was a ball. So it's 1-1 to Kupierniak, runner in scoring position. Cardinals doing a little old-fashioned baseball here, running, trying to add an insurance run. Kupierniak checked his swing. No, he did not. Was fooled on a breaking pitch to the dirt. He did go around, count 1-2. One fan took exception to that check swing call. One ball and two strikes. I pause there. Just stupid stuff that runs through your mind and ears. Pitch up and in for a ball, 2-2. They just played a little music track that you hear from time to time at ballparks. And I actually know what the song is and the group that did it and the record label. Oh, my goodness. I've got to get out more. 2-2 pitch, down and in. Ball 3-2. A Little Bit of Soul by the Music Explosion on Lori Records. All right, everybody. Good afternoon. Have a pleasant evening. We'll see you later. Oh, goodness. Vinyl is my life. 3 balls and 2 strikes to count. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Chased the off-speed pitch away, did Kupierniak, but now it's Páez. 2 down in the inning, strikeout for Chase. Páez, and again, last week we were saying how ridiculous it was. Andy Páez at one time was on base 19 out of 25 times. He finished the series 19 of 30 on base, and that was with an 0-for-5. Now Pedro Páez swings, loops one right field. Goldberg will make the catch. Páez narrowly missing his 9th RBI in 2 games. Line drive handled by Goldberg. Inning over, and the Hounds will stay within 1 as we go to the 9th inning. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and 1 man left. 8 in the books. And this apparently music trivia
afternoon here in Springfield. We go to the ninth, and it is, yep, Granillo who will try to close it out. Village Car Wash score, Cardinals 6, Rockhounds 5.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Lawrence Butler stands in for Jimmy. I'm a tinch behind. He takes down and in for ball one. Top of the ninth inning. And Butler is the batter. Lawrence swings and bounces one foul, one and one. Andre Granillo struck out the side in the eighth, so he is on to try to close it. 1-1 to Butler. 2, 3, and 4 in the Rockhounds order with Lawrence leading it off. The 1-1. High and away for a ball. 2-1. Brett Harris and J.J. Schwarz to follow. 6-5 Springfield. Good ball game this afternoon, but the Hounds down by one. Butler fouls this way. Count now 2-2. Lawrence is 0-4. Flirted with a solo home run against Adam Wainwright earlier. He's 0-4 with 2 flyouts, 2 strikeouts. Granillo delivers up high ball 3, so a full count. And the big right-hander out of UC Riverside. Ready to go. 3-2 pitch. Now bounces up there. Ball 4. So Lawrence Butler is on. Walked by Granillo. Tying run on base. And the batter is Brett Harris. Brett is 1-4. And again, narrowly missed an RBI single on a line drive to right center in the fifth. That right fielder Jose Alvarez did just a wonderful job on in tracking it down. Been 2 or 3 or 4 really good defensive plays in this game. And big ones. Looking to bunt. Harris will send it foul. Interesting. I don't know if Brett did that on his own or if Bobby called that. And Brett Harris trying to push the runner into scoring position, but now he's down to the count 0-1. Third baseman Bushberger will stay inside the bag at third. Set by Granillo. Pitch swing and a miss, boy. Really good off-speed pitch. Had Brett out in front and over the top. He didn't get fooled all that often, but he was on that pitch. 0-2. One on here in the top of the ninth. A 6-5 ball game. Cardinals lead. Granillo is set. Brett waits. Leg kick and a pitch. Just high for a ball. You hear what the crowd thought of that. Didn't miss by much, but it did look to be just a bit up. Again, not by a whole bunch. Tough pitch to take, but Brett did and turned out to be the right decision. 1-2 the count. Butler the lead. Granillo comes set at the belt. Kicks, delivers. Brett fouls it back. Count stays 1-2. Brett Harris, 1 home run, 5 RBIs on the season. A little sunshine breaking through here. Wind is still going out to left. Not quite as strong as it was most of the game. Harris ready. Turn and toss to first. A little low. Gloved by first baseman Chandler Redmond. outfield really deep against Brett. Roy Alvarez, right fielder, just in this scenario with that tying run on at first, playing basically almost at the track and right. Harris delivers line drive, a little soft line drive, base hit, shallow center field. That's going to allow Butler to go. He's going to put on the brakes and come back to second. Thought it might allow him to get to third, but we've talked about Mike Antico, center fielder. He is fast as the Dickens and a really good defender, and he charged that ball in a hurry. But Brett Harris with a flare single, and it's first and second with nobody out. The batter is J.J. Schwarz. So the Rockhounds trying to rally back, 6-5, and that is going to bring a visit to the mound. Now, this is the manager, but there's nobody warming in the bullpen, so this will be a strategic call. As Jose LaHare, manager, will come out to the mound. Rockhounds and Cardinals are scheduled for 6:35 tomorrow. The next 3 days, in fact, the Missouri State college team will be playing here, or trying. They're hosting, oh, I know who it is, and I went right by my, went right by my mind and right on out the door. So that also, by the way, and one of the things I love about baseball is you get set up, and even on the road, you get your gear set up the first day, and then you settle into everything right where you want it, and then you can just keep it there for, in these days now, for 6 days with a longer series off. Nope, because the college guys need this booth, so it's the old pack up after the game. My goodness, takes me back to hockey days. Do a game, pack up, and get on out. We will see you at 6:25 tomorrow. Mother Nature willing. Forecast is a little bit dicey, to say the least. Conversation at the mound over. Here's J.J. Infield into the corners. Is he bunting? I don't think so. Now he is. Yep, Bobby going to go old school. Pitch down the way for a ball. Bobby, I'll let you do the managing. Fun to guess every once in a while. Just had a feeling J.J. might be swinging away, but nope. So one ball, no strikes. 6-5 Springfield, top of the ninth inning. 2-1, nobody down. J.J. in this game, 2-for-4. Runner goes, and the pitch is a strike, and Butler steals third. 93-mile-an-hour fastball, but Lawrence Butler just swiped third base, his second steal. Hounds are 20 out of 21 on the base paths this year. 1-1 to J.J., runners at the corners. Stretch and pitch to Schwarz, swing and a miss. Boy, that really fooled him. That was all the way to the dirt on a breaking pitch. 1-2. Dan Granillo, a lot of strikeouts. He struck out the side in the eighth. So he's gone 5 1/3 on the season with 11 whiffs. 1-2 to J.J. Chase Calabweed waiting on deck. 6-5 Springfield. Runners at the corners, nobody out. 1-2 stretch. J.J. waits. Pitch up and in. 2-2. Things you wish you'd seen in retrospect. I did not get a good read on Lawrence's lead, but he only stole third and didn't even draw a throw. 2-2 stretch. J.J. waits. Pitch to Schwarz. Swing and a miss. He got him. Granillo. Boy, strikeout pitcher, and he gets one here. One down, and here's Chase. He's 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run. So Andre Granillo, big right-hander, is in a jam, but gets a huge strikeout there. Now Chase from the left side. Still in at third base is Bushberger. That's interesting. Runner is at third base. Pitch to Chase. Swing. Fly ball. Left field. That's well struck. That's high. That's deep. That's up. That's gone. Sidewalk souvenir number 2 of the ball game. Chase Calabweed goes the opposite way. Drives it into the bullpen. Hounds have taken the lead. Chase goes opposite field. Going to get the 5 from Bobby Crosby, and he will touch that dish, greeted by the 2 guys he just drives home, Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris. Second in the ball game for Chase. Opposite field, line drive, home run into the left field bullpen. Oh, what a day for Chase Calabweed, and the Rockhounds have scored 3. They lead it 8-6. Now Darryl Hernandez swings and sends one right here Boy, that was, oh, that was 10 feet short of knocking something over, probably me. Thank you, Darryl. 0-1 is the count. Well, there's a swing and a foul straight back. The Rockhounds were kept off the board through much of the game yesterday, but remember, they swung the bats well, had 10 hits and 5 runs yesterday, and that's enough to win, certainly in a lot of circumstances. And with the two in this inning plus a walk, that's 14 hits in this game. Pitch swung on and fouled away. Count is 0-2. Beginning last week with game 2 of the Tulsa series and up through game 1 yesterday here, is the pitch high and in for a ball. Hounds played 7 games, went 2-5. That doesn't sound right. Pitch swung on a little line shot. Backhanded by Bushberger right to the shoe tops. Throws to first and pick at first. And Hernandez is out. Bat of an eye. Really close call. Nice backhanded pick by Redmond. Really good play at third by Bushberger. Boy, one hop laser right at the shoe tops. Couldn't tell if that was a line drive, but no, it was a short hop. And his throw hopped. And boy, it took a bit of a kick. Really good play by both corner infielders. Point being that the Rockhounds in their 5 defeats have had really good chances in at least 3 of them. A swing and a miss by Jeremy Ironman, 0-1. And one key swing here or there. Even yesterday, I know the score was 12-5, but when the Hounds were down 3-0 early, they had a couple of opportunities. Jeremy swings, line drive, right field, and that is into the glove of Alvarez. He will hang on for the out. Boy, line shot. Opposite way. But Chase Calabui, a 3-run homer, almost cheated him. Chase had a 2-run home run early, has a 3-run home run in this game. A 5-ribby game for Chase Calabui, and we go to the bottom of the ninth. And it will be Chase Cohen to try to close it. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 8, Springfield 5.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry-pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Those of you who are quicker than I, that's a high percentage, I'll guarantee you. I know what you're saying. I said the score wrong, didn't I? Yep, you're right. You are correct. Rockhounds 8, Springfield 6. Bottom of the ninth, Chase Cohen, in essence a save, although he is the pitcher of record, so he is trying to close the door for himself and for the Rockhounds in a come-from-behind ball game. It'll be the middle third of the order. Chandler Redmond, he has a 2-run home run in this game. First pitch from Chase, swung on a hard-hit ball, but shortstop, Hernandez, backhands it, throws hard to first. Thought it might sail a little bit, did not. 6-3 put out on one pitch here in the ninth inning. All the Hounds trying to even the series, trying to get back within a game of 500. Batter is L.J. Jones, the fourth. He's 1-for-4 in this game with a single, homered last night. Boy, offense has been front and center in this series. 31 runs in 2 games. Pitch right at the heart of the plate at the knees with a fastball at 93. It's 0-1. Jones, right-handed hitter. Jose Alvarez on deck. Stretch by Chase. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Chase one down and away on a breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2. you know, said right at the top of the broadcast, talking about some guys breaking through a little bit last night. Logan Davidson was certainly at the top of that list offensively. And I mentioned Chase Calabrese, just 2-for-15 coming into this game. He's 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 5 ribbies. The 0-2 set by Chase Cohen. Long set. Really long set. Now the kick and the pitch. Ball hit in the air. Center field. Butler comes on. He's got it. 2 men down. And somebody whooping down. Now, I don't know if that's just somebody whooping to whoop. Well, that's a Rockhounds fan. Don't know. Here's Jose Alvarez. Chase now trying to close it out. Chase Cohen after Chase Calabrese. Boy, clutch home run. 1 out top of the ninth inning with 2 men on. And that's interesting on Granillo. Pitch way up and in. We mentioned Granillo's numbers across the board are really good, but he'd given up 2 home runs. And that's why that odd-looking 8-plus ERA, he struck out a ton of batters. He gave up the home run here as well. Pitch up and in. Did he go? Nope. That was, again, a good appeal by J.J. because Alvarez really turned partway through the pitch but did not go around. Chase comes set. Cohen's 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Nope. Up and away. Ball three. Irving Lopez on deck. 2-run game, so Chase just trying to keep the Cardinals off the bases, but now a 3-0 count. Delivery knots up high. Ball four, boy, and he's talking to himself as Chase going. That's a 4-pitch walk. So here's Irving Lopez. He's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. It was an infield single. And he is the tying run. 2 out in the last of the ninth inning, so a game that's had a lot of back and forth. Has a little more to go. See how the Hounds set up here. Ironman even with a bag at third. Shane McGuire, the first baseman, no doubles defense, deluxe. About one step off the line. Breaking pitch and a good one called strike 0-1 to Lopez. Irving, left-handed hitter. Hernandez, the shortstop, shading up the middle outfield pretty well straight away and deep. 1-on, 2-out, ninth inning. Wind bristles, runner goes, pitch swung on, fly ball, right field, toward the corner, Goldberg, long run, not going to get there. That ball's going to get by him. That's going to drive home a run, and that's a double. And it is 8-7 with 2 outs in the ninth, and Lopez with a fly ball that just drifted toward the line. The ball, by the way, did not get very far past Michael Goldberg, but it did get by him, and now we're going to have, see, pinch hitter, perhaps, the batter Jacob Buschberger. We'll see if we have a pinch hitter here. Alvarez, of course, was running with 2 out in the inning. So a base hit, a run scores, 8-7 the score, and that's going to be a pinch hitter for Buschberger. And it will be Nick Dunn, who is a left-handed hitter. And an infielder by trade. So Nick Dunn is a pinch hitter here in the ninth inning. And the tying run is in scoring position. Chris Smith, the Rockhounds pitching coach, will come out for a visit. And boy, what did the man say? Oh, those bases on balls. Runner who scored, Jose Alvarez, drew with a 4-pitch walk. So Nick Dunn coming to the plate, hitting for Buschberger in the last of the ninth with 2 men down. Dunn played in last night's ball game. He was the second baseman. Nick hitting 136, no homers and 2 driven in, but he's got a runner in scoring position, and that is a tie ball game if that runner scores. 8-7 Hounds, ninth inning. Pitch to Dunn. High ball one, 1-0. Mike Antico, bottom of the order, is on deck. Walking that fly ball double right field line. Stretch by Cohen, 1-0 pitch. Dunn takes strike inside corner. Breaking pitch got over the inside edge. 1-1. Chase, of course, has been in this scenario before. Guy with some experience at this level. Right-hander comes set. Runner the lead. 1-1 pitch. Outside corner with a fastball called strike two at 92. Crowd grumbles. That was a good-looking pitch. They're grumbling because they paid money to get in, and they are entitled. But that was a strike all the way, and it's 1-2. Bottom of the ninth inning in a one-run game. Tying run at second. Cohen stretches, kicks, pitch, check swing. Did he go? I think he did. They appeal. No, I say no. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is one of those appeals that you're probably not going to get right now, but you should have. I just think that the scenario, it would have been the final strike, would have been the final out, but, boy, he went a long way. But 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, Cohen set, kick, 2-2 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, Hernandez is there. Has it on two hops, so the first ball game. 6-3 bounce out, Rockhounds, boy, what a ball game at Springfield here today. Of course, most of the kids are long gone, so they had a great time, I am sure. But the Rockhounds have the better time when all is said and done. Boy, Chase Calabuig. That three-run home run, and the Rockhounds needed all of that. The Rockhounds had the early lead in this game on a Michael Goldberg two-run home run off Adam Wainwright. They were trailing here in the top half of the ninth inning, 6-5, and Chase Calabuig got a three-run home run, and that gives the Rockhounds the lead. The Cardinals rally back with a run, and 8-7 is the final. And, boy, offense has been front and center here in Springfield. Rockhounds square this series at a game apiece. Gentlemen, on a job well done, this bud's for you.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
A bunch of the first of those two. No errors in this game. In fact, this was a really well-played game defensively for the Rockhounds. And I think, yep, as a matter of fact, everything just went final, so that's good timing. For the Rockhounds, 8 runs on 14 hits. So the Hounds, despite losing last night, I grant you, 12-5, but they have scored 13 runs on 24 hits in this series. 8-14-0 in this one. Springfield, 7-9-0. Chase Cohen gets the win in relief. He is 1-0. Andre Granillo takes the blown save in the loss. He falls to 0-1. There were four home runs in the game. The Rockhounds had three of them. Michael Goldberg, and again, it's one that he's going to remember. That came against Adam Wainwright. By the way, and the reason I paused right there, they're showing some highlights on the video feed here. And when I said to you that Max Schumann was called out on strikes in the eighth inning and I thought he might have an argument, he had an argument. They just replayed it because it was a Cardinal strikeout, but that pitch was outside, and that's why Max was so surprised. But, Max, I'm sticking up for you, but I just saw it on the video. So, that'll catch your attention. So, home runs by Michael Goldberg off Adam Wainwright. That is one You're going to keep with you. Pretty good chance at some point he's going to be at the podium at Cooperstown as Mr. Wainwright. You get a home run off him. You remember that one. Michael, second of the year, by the way, also had a grand slam. So his two home runs have been memorable, to say the least. Then a two-run home run by Chandler Redmond for Springfield, his fourth of the year. And the last two were Chase Calabuig. A two-run home run in the sixth. He pulled that out to right center field, and a three-run game-changing home run top of the ninth inning into the left field bullpen on a line drive. Chase's first two home runs of the year, and boy, did they change the course of this game. The Rockhounds hold on to win 8-7 with the Springfield Cardinals scoring a run in the last of the ninth. Again, a whole bunch of offense in this game, 15 runs and 23 base hits, and Last night, the teams did it in 240. Today, one of the longer games of the year, but you stop and think about it, that's a lot of offense, and in years gone by, probably, what, 315, 310, 315, whatever it might have been, 254 is our time of the game. Big bunch today, 5,581 on hand. You see Adam Wainwright, kids in the stands, of course, as well. And when all is said and done, the Rockhounds have evened this series at one game apiece. Teams are scheduled for 6:35 tomorrow, as mentioned. Now, that might get a little bit dicey before all is said and done, with the weather apparently going to change pretty drastically here in the hours to come. But for now, teams have split this series one game apiece. Our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. The Rockhounds 8, the Cardinals 7.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Offense has been very much front and center in this series. If Mother Nature does not intervene, we have one of the best pitching matchups, I would think, in all of AA baseball, maybe all of minor league baseball, scheduled on Thursday, tomorrow evening. So these teams will have a little bit of a break between now and then. Michael McGreevy is a really good prospect for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's off to a wonderful start. He's 1-0 with a 0.77 ERA. And Joey Estes, boy, he is really an entertaining pitcher to watch. And he is without a win or a loss, but a 2 ERA, and Joey has been outstanding. He, too, is a good prospect for the Oakland A's, so that is a really good pitching matchup tomorrow. 6:35 is our scheduled start time. Again, from this point on, at some point, Mother Nature is going to take a big old left turn on us. And the forecast last we heard for Saturday evening, I think I said this earlier, but it's a little terrifying. It is flannel shirt weather. The wind chill may be in the mid-20s by Saturday evening. We will wait and see. But 6:35 tomorrow, and we'll just go from there and see what unfolds. Rockhounds winning this ball game 8-7 is the score, and it's been a really entertaining game today, beginning with all the kids in the stands, and they were here very early ahead of the game itself, and had some cool stuff. They were doing some science stuff before the game, and then the baseball game with Adam Wainwright and the Rockhounds with the really big performance today by Chase Calabuig. But certainly not alone. Michael Goldberg went 2-for-4, had the 2-run home run. Jeremy Eierman went 2-for-5 in this game, had a double, a steal, scored a couple of runs. That's really good to see him coming around as well. J.J. Schwarz had a 2-for-5 game, had a double that started a 2-run rally. So Rockhounds really got good contributions all the way. None better, of course, than Chase. Goes 3-for-5 in this game with 2 home runs and 5 runs driven in. Hounds have squared this series now at one game apiece. We look forward to being with you tomorrow evening. Again, our broadcast time is 6:25, and just fingers crossed for the weather, and how about we go from there. For now, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's at Hammonds Field, where the Rockhounds win it by the final score of 8-7. And until tomorrow, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. And so long, my friends from Springfield, Missouri.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.